Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Trending at 10:03 on the net, anytalks.net. I'm David Martinez. U.S. Senator Al Franken has turned over nearly $41,000 of campaign contributions from a Boston law firm being investigated for improper donations. Federal Elections Commission and the federal prosecutors are investigating Thornton Law Firm after a report by the Boston Globe and the Center for Responsive Politics showed the firm was reimbursing partners for campaign donations to Democrats. Franken's employees are among the nation's largest political donors. Franken's office told the Star Tribune this week that he turned over $40,822 from the firm, follows similar donation returns from campaigns of the presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and the Senate's main campaign arm. Franken allegedly received contributions from the firm in both his 2008 and 14 campaigns. That's what's trending on 102.9 HD2. We're the net, anytalks.net.
I don't.
How you doing?
So what's going on?
You don't want to know.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
How are you, buddy?
How you doing, Mikey?
You know something, T? I think I'm doing better than I deserve.
Well, Mikey, you look good today. I'm looking at your beautiful hair. You look great. You really look good today.
Yeah.
Louis's another story.
Louis?
No, Louis looks
Louis
good.
Louis looks like.
Hey, Lou, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Louis, do you have a little cold?
Nope.
This is his radio voice. He does this for the Sicilian Corner only. Next week when he does the Irish show.
I got a big mess to deal with here.
When he does the Irish show, it's going to be completely changed.
Oh, listen, we got a note from Steve Savio. He doesn't want us to talk about him. So I will not talk about the fact that Steve Savio has put on a few LBSs over the last year or so. We won't talk about that.
Well, I also heard through the grapevine that Stephen's going to be appearing at the Feast of the Three Saints this year. And he's not going to be at Tripoli's. He's going to be in the big bandstand.
Is he really?
Yeah. So that's good news.
Love Stephen. Yeah. Good guy.
Yes.
Hey,
he's good
so
people.
I know that you are, down here in Florida, we got the word that you've been a big help to Louis this week.
We're all in this together, Thomas.
I know there was some technical issues with the system, but Mikey stepped up to the plate, came to the rescue. Glad to hear it, buddy. Glad to hear it.
Like I said.
Irks the hell out of you, doesn't it?
No, actually it doesn't. It
absolutely
not,
does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No. It gives me a sense of warmth.
Yeah.
Feeling.
What is it?
Warmth,
yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, that you were able to do that. And I commend you.
I wouldn't have done it for you.
Yeah, it sounds totally sincere.
Yeah, really, really. What's been going on this week down in Florida, Tom?
Well, I'll tell you what. Today is an absolutely gorgeous day. It's going to be about 81. As a matter of fact, I think Ellen and I are going to play hooky this afternoon and go to the beach for a couple of hours. It's pretty good. I'm taking a part-time job down here.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're hiring $8.10 an hour. They're having a real python problem down here. I don't know if you know that down in the Everglades.
And yes, as a matter of fact, I did know that.
Yeah, pythons are running rampant, eating mammals, dogs, cats, people, whatever. So they're paying $8.10 an hour if you have a gun. So I'm going to get my permit, my license, and then they'll give you $50 besides the $8.10 an hour for every python you can kill. So far, I don't know how the program's working, but I'm thinking about taking a little part-time job and going down there. What do you guys think?
You have not been to the Everglades, have you?
Never.
Jesus, Tommy, you really, something, all the years you go down to Florida, you're so close. Why don't you go out in one of those boats and skim over the sea grass and just have a good time, especially if you can get an Indian guide. I mean, they are unbelievable. They can show you more parts of the Everglades.
Hey, Mike, will you do us a favor? Can you sit back in your chair just a little
bit?
Yeah,
we'll fix it after the first break. Why don't you be a broadcaster and
just
do
second,
the show,
so,
and then we'll fix it after the
show.
So
you picked up on that too, Louie. I'm glad to see that. You're doing something right. Hey, yeah, we're being broadcast on WCAP 980, the net. What else are we on now, guys? Help me out here.
How's that?
If these questions are too
difficult. No. I answered you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. What's the matter? You can't hear?
They're too tough for one side of the show, apparently.
There you go.
No, I did not hear you. All right, what do we have for show lineup, Mikey?
Well, Tommy, we're going to be talking to John Durkee. He's president of Marshmallow Fluff. It's a product that got its beginning right in Massachusetts, and it's still located in Massachusetts. And
that's a good intro, Mike. Mike, it's the 100th anniversary. You think you can?
Why didn't you keep your mouth quiet?
Why
and I would have gotten you.
Animated, like we're talking to a politician. It's the 100th anniversary of Fluff.
So it's 28. It's 28 years older than me. Why should I get excited?
That's a good point.
Come on, will you?
That's a
give
very,
me a break.
Very good point.
Give me a break.
All right, so we got John Durkee coming on. It'll be kind of a fun chat. Who else we got?
We're going to do some elephant talk. We have to. Your brother's going to be joining us.
Sicily.
Elephants won their first game.
20-7, man. This was a historic win.
That was a good team, too.
Yeah.
Right?
So we'll chat with Al. They got a big game tomorrow. I guess they're playing
the nursing home?
No. We'll talk about that with him. What else we got?
Peter Carboni from Haverhill Beef. A few weeks ago I mentioned that we've had five sponsors with us in day one, and Haverhill Beef happens to be one of them. Back in the day when Joe Terrazano owned Haverhill Beef, he started with us, and that was 14 years ago, and now Peter Carboni is leading the charge at Haverhill Beef. And there's been a lot of good changes that have gone on there. So, plus the fact that end of, what is that, Washington Street, Louis, or Merrimack Street?
Merrimack.
There's so much going on in that area with all the apartments being built and everything else. I got a feeling that Haverhill Beef is going to grow tremendously.
Well, it's grilling season. After this next week or so, grilling season's right
grilling
around
season
the corner.
52 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
I mean, the first thing I clean off is my deck and my grill. And let me tell you, nothing like it, man. Nothing
like
it.
I'm going to ask Peter to give me some alligator grilling tips. I want to check it
out. I thought you were killing pythons.
Yeah, you can't eat those, though, I don't think.
Yeah, you can. You get nice python fillets, marinate them, a little bit of lime juice, a little bit of fresh parsley, and add a little mint to it, Tommy. It really adds that extra zing.
Mint python, I like it.
Yeah.
Now, Father Mikey is not joining us today, correct?
I don't know. I haven't got a text from him yet.
Why don't you ask Lou? Lou may be able to answer that question. Lou, is Father Mikey joining us today?
As I said in numerous emails, no.
Okay. You know,
how come you don't listen?
I feel like I want to come through this phone and rip your beard off your face.
Yeah, well, all I can do is give you the information. I can't determine what you do with it.
And now, what about So Now You Know, Mikey? Do we have a So Now You Know segment?
Yeah, we're actually...
By the way, you acknowledged there was going to be no Father Mikey.
I know.
Sweet.
I was just testing you. Yeah. Just testing you.
Tommy, what we're going to do today is for our WCAP listeners in 980 that are listening to us in the Lowell, Chelmsford, Tewksbury, Billericay area, we're actually going to do a So Now You Know segment really geared around them. And it's... I think it's going to be very, very interesting to an awful lot of people who have probably lived in Lowell all their lives or surrounding communities and have not heard about this woman. And it's an honor and a privilege for me to be presenting this So Now You Know segment, 531st.
Well, we're excited about broadcasting on WCAP. That signal goes from downtown Boston up to the Merrimack Valley. So it's a good, strong signal, and we're really happy to be aboard with them for the whole 2 hours. So it's fun. I'm enjoying them.
Louis, what do we have for a musical moment? Have you decided yet, or haven't you had time to look at it?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. I love surprises.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I've got a ton of stuff that I keep in backup here. I'll just pick one as soon as I get putting the show back together so we can actually run our commercials.
Yeah, we had a lot of technical problems here.
What happened, Mike?
On our board.
What happened?
And, well, for some reason or another, we ended up losing most of our sponsors' ads.
Really?
We lost the Father Mikey intro, among other things.
Are you kidding me?
And, it's very, very aggravating.
I don't have a Father Mikey. Well, no. I was going to say, the only thing I have is the bell.
I kind of like the new opening. I mean, you used it was a little, just a little shade different than the previous openings with the how you doing. I kind of actually like it. Nice job.
Well, good. Thanks.
Ooh, a compliment. Be very, very careful.
Yeah, I had to recut all this stuff, so I recut it a little differently.
No, it's
all
good. I liked it. I like the sound of it. What else we have, Mikey? We've got, let's see. Oh, Joe Conforti. Joe Conforti's coming.
We have
board.
Wine time with Joe. I was with Joe a couple of days ago, and we had a very nice chat about you.
I'm sure
And we had a few chuckles.
Hey,
you're like a living legend. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that. Great. Listen, the governor of your state is an a-hole.
You know something? He said words. He's a lot like our president right now. He speaks before he really...
How so?
What
thinks. Are we all upset about?
Because
I'm
he's blaming Lawrence, the city of Lawrence.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
No,
yes,
he
is.
Absolutely not right.
Yeah, ask the DEA.
It's a lot
this
deeper.
No, it's not deeper. It comes from the report. The trafficking of drugs goes through Lawrence and Lowell because there are stricter laws in his state, New Hampshire, than there are in Massachusetts. So the drug runners stop at the border. They stage at Lawrence, and everybody comes down to Lawrence to pick up their drugs.
Okay, but the tone of his statement.
The tone is get your act together because Lawrence is denying this like you are.
No, the tone of the statement, Louis, was that it's more than just a drug problem, that the city of Lawrence has not made any iota of a comeback, and that's bull crap because they have.
I think there's been a you know something, Tom.
They have.
There's a lot of good things.
The crime rate is down in the city of Lawrence. MCAS scores are up.
Because the state took it over.
No, well, it doesn't. That's right. That's absolutely right. Lawrence is no longer the worst school system. They've leapfrogged at least 15 or 20 school systems. They're on the rise. Business is coming into the city. I don't want to hear it.
Well, not only that, the high school dropout rate has improved
tremendously.
Has gone down.
Yeah, there's a lot of good that's happening.
Lawrence isn't
city.
Running the school system anymore.
Well, no, I agree.
And by the
you.
Way, they're not running the city. Well, I don't know if they've got fiscal oversight there.
It's still in receivership.
I think I read that 20. Hold on, let me think about this. $10 million in the last 2 years has been spent on infrastructure and companies coming into the city. Which is more than the last something like the last 5 years.
I'll tell you what. Talk to me when there's the next beheading in New Hampshire, and then we'll talk about it.
There you go. Hey, Tom, I just want to say, you know, you're talking about Lawrence.
Yeah.
And the other day I was at the Riverwalk, and it is amazing how many businesses are calling the city of Lawrence home.
You're making my point, Mikey.
Tom, you can't find a parking space. And you know something? It's wonderful. It's nice to see these buildings come back and have a new life.
I couldn't
these
agree
old
with you
mill
more.
And the same thing is going on in Lowell.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you're seeing so many apartments built on the canals and on the rivers. I think it's great. Instead of just bulldozing them in and forgetting about it and the era that has passed, they're building these fantastic condos. Real service, real close by. So if you're working in Boston, you can afford to live in Lawrence or Lowell for maybe 30% or 40% of what it would cost you to live in Boston. There's a lot of good things happening, and you know it's easy to throw. It's easy to throw dots and knock the people, but you know something. I've got a feeling that the good things are happening here. And
now,
I think it all goes back to seeing the school dropout rate and everything else.
Now, is the drug problem a problem? It's the
big
worst problem. It's the worst problem that the city can have if they can somehow wrap their arms around that problem and attacking it. And Louis, you're making a very good point on that issue. If they can somehow, get that thing under control, then the city of Lawrence, I think, is going to make a huge comeback. I really honestly do, man.
Well, I think right now, if you looked at this and you had a 10-year horizon, I think buying property in the city of Lawrence would work out very, very, very well. And plus the depreciation on the building. So, I mean, you take everything and factor it in. I mean, if you want to be a landowner, a person who owns buildings and can do a little bit of work to fix them up and maintain them.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the butt, but you know something? In the long run, I think it would be well worth it, especially at prices right now in the city.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, the only thing I'm hoping for, like in Wyndham, is I'm hoping that the state takes over our school systems, because 2/3 of our taxes goes to schools. And since we don't have any kids, well, I like to refer to it as taxation without representation.
Unfortunately, Mikey Boy, you and Lulu are in the great minority, I would suspect, on that issue, because most people do have kids, and most people kids are in the school system. But I can see your point, definitely.
But when it comes to the kids, Tommy, it's open wallet. I mean, look at your elderly.
Yep.
I mean, you know, they're on a fixed income now. They can't afford to pay the kind of taxes, and every year it goes up $700-$800, and it's a lot of money for a lot of people.
Now, you're making
some good points. they're trying to bring in the veterans credit for $500 on taxes, and you know something, I hope that gets approved, and you know something, it's $500 that you know can be used elsewhere.
Good. What else? So what else we? Oh, you know what? You know, Louis asked the question a couple of weeks ago. We started talking about the olive oil that's coming into the country, and it's inferior or actually fake. And Lou asked if we could uncover possibly some of the olive oil companies, because they weren't mentioned in the article. And we found some that we can talk about after we come back from the break. We're also, as I said, when we come back, we're going to be talking to John Durkee. I'm kind of excited. I'm a big fluff guy. Louis,
I've never really acquired. I don't know why, Tommy. I don't like marshmallows.
Yeah.
I don't like the texture. And I know.
Well, then you're safe here because there's no marshmallow in this.
There's no marshmallow in marshmallow fluff?
No.
What do they call a marshmallow fluff?
Well, we're going to ask that question. Louis,
there's no marshmallows?
I have no idea.
No, there is.
There has to be.
Lou, during your college days, fluff wasn't a staple in your diet when you were in college, no?
No. No, I mean, I ate fluff. I grew up in New England.
Yeah.
Fluffernutter. I grew up in Fluffernutter.
Exactly. If the Fluffernutter man was a...
It made Thrillist's list of the grossest food in each state that people actually love. In Massachusetts, it was fluff.
Yeah, I was always a fluff guy. When I was
by the way, Connecticut was Pepe's clam pizza.
Yeah, I know.
The grossest food in the state that people actually love.
Number one. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had two staples in college, marshmallow fluff and Chef Boyardee canned ravioli.
Geez. No, no, don't tell me.
Well, you know what we used to do, Mikey? We used to take the paper off the can and then put the can on a light bulb for it to heat up and then open the can and eat it right out of the can hot. How can you go wrong?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be chatting with John Durkee, president of the Marshmallow Fluff Company. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Whenever we travel here at the Sicilian Corner, we want to find the restaurant that the locals love. And around here, that's the Colosseum Restaurant in Salem, New Hampshire. Chef Anibale Tedesco grew up as the son of one of Italy's most accomplished chefs. He serves the dishes he loved as a child, made the old world way. That's why the Colosseum was named the best Italian restaurant in the world. The first time ever that honor has been given outside of Italy. You can't get a more Italian food experience. The Colosseum is located in the Breckenridge Mall on Route 28 in Salem, New Hampshire. Call 603-898-1190 for reservations.
Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine is pleased to announce the opening of their American College of Radiology accredited MRI unit at their location at 16 Pelham Road in Salem, New Hampshire. So now, in addition to receiving the best orthopedic care in the Merrimack Valley, as well as physical and occupational therapy at Optima Sports Therapy and Rehab, you can also have your MRI all in one convenient location. The doctors and staff of Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine have been dedicated to providing outstanding medical care to the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire since 1984. Located on Route 97, just off exit 2 from Route 93 North, on the second floor of the Workout Club of Salem. You deserve the best care, and that's exactly what you'll get from the board-certified surgeons at Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine. Please call 603-898-2244 to schedule an appointment.
A loyal sponsor for the Sicilian Corner is Hilton Oil Company, Kelton Oil has been located right across from the South Lawrence Common since 1932, serving the Merrimack Valley for over 77 years at 101 South Union Street. Kelton Oil Company specializes in 24-hour burner service, oil deliveries, including automatic deliveries, serving all the Merrimack Valley area, plus portions of southern New Hampshire. If you want your car fixed right the first time, bring it to Hilton's state-of-the-art service station. Remember, Hilton's is also a Mass State inspection station. Kelton Oil Company, 101 South Union Street in Lawrence. Call 978-687-9793.
Looking for that something special? All of us here at the Sicilian Corner suggest trying Ristorante Uno, located at 119 Salem Street in Boston's historic North End. For the most exquisite dining experience in an intimate setting that serves authentic regional Italian cuisine and features old country service, try Ristorante Uno. Did we mention their award-winning wine cellar? Ristorante Uno, 119 Salem Street in Boston's historic North End. Call 617-573-9406 for reservations. That's 617-573-9406. Tell them the boys from the Sicilian Corner sent you. Superior Cleaners, conveniently located at 234 Pleasant Street, Methuen, and 37 Essex Street in Lawrence. If you have a special request or a problem stain on your favorite suit, at Superior Cleaners, they can handle any problem stains or requests that you may have. For service quality and customer care, you have to try Superior Cleaners. Superior also provides professional alterations on site for both men and women's clothes. Call 978-682-7532 with any questions or concerns. If you want your clothes to look superior, you have to try Superior Cleaners, the official cleaner of the Sicilian Corner Radio Show.
Today.
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 Today,
Lawrence General Hospital has affiliations with leading Boston academic medical centers. Top specialists from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center work with our local doctors to bring world-class care close to home. Today, amazing partnerships are happening at Lawrence General Hospital. To learn more, visit lawrencegeneral.org/today.
This is Michael Mazzo, and I want to tell you about my periodontist, Dr. Charles Verlis. His office is conveniently located in Salem, New Hampshire. Periodontal disease affects 3 out of 4 adults over the age of 35 and is linked to heart disease, diabetes, and other systemic diseases. Dr. Verlis can treat your periodontal disease with an FDA-approved and patented laser protocol. My wife, Lucille, had this done last year. No painful incisions, no stitches, and minimal downtime. The best part is the initial discussion is free. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 603-898-1961 or on the web at perionh.com.
Italian artisan cuisine combines simple, fresh ingredients with time-honored preparation to create an incredible culinary experience. At Tuscan Kitchen, located in Salem's historic Depot District, talented chefs prepare everything in-house from scratch for all to see. Guests enjoy their meal literally in our kitchen as food is prepared right in front of you. Wood ovens burn from morning till night, roasting vegetables, baking bread, and firing delightful thin-crust pizzas. Prime steaks are seared on a wood grill. A rotisserie slowly roasts marinated whole chickens and lamb, while a pasta maker creates fresh fettuccine. More than just artisan cuisine, Tuscan Kitchen features the wine bar, live entertainment, weekly wine tastings, and elegant private dining and event space. Call 603-952-4875 or visit TuscanKitchen.com to make a reservation and learn more about the culinary adventure that awaits. In Italy, cooking is an art form. Tuscan Kitchen. Experience artisan Italian.
Okay, we are back. And as we were talking about earlier, when I was a kid, when I was in college, marshmallow fluff, baby, was one of my staples in my diet and all my roommates and college friends.
You know what I like about it the most, huh?
What's that?
Is the jar that it came in. You know, with the ridges on it. So when you to open it, you can put a nice grip on it. Open it up in 2 seconds.
Well, on the phone with us right now is the president of the Marshmallow Fluff Company, John Durkee. It's the 100th anniversary of Marshmallow Fluff. Amazing. How are you, John?
Good, thank you very much. And a quick correction, I'm actually not the president, I'm vice president.
So who's the president? Let's assassinate him and move you up.
My father, Don Durkee, is the president.
Okay, so Don Durkee and John is the vice president. Okay,
yep.
First of all, happy birthday. 100 years.
Thank you.
Did you ever think that that you guys would be celebrating the 100th anniversary of Marshmallow Fluff?
It didn't really dawn on us until all of a sudden we've gotten all this publicity for it. So
that's a wonderful thing.
It sort of crept up on us. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that. And the reason for that is you know, Fluff was invented by Mr. Archibald Query in Somerville early 1917, I guess. But my grandfather and his partner, Mr. Moore, didn't start making it in 1920, so we've only had it since 1920, per se. So, you know, the 100th anniversary for the company is not for another 3 years.
That was probably the best $500 that was ever spent.
I was going to say, man.
It was. It was a good investment.
Good investment. Holy cow.
Now, John, where are you guys located?
We're in Lynn.
And how many employees do you have?
We have about 22 employees.
Really? Very nice.
That includes everybody.
Yeah, nice niche business.
Do you ship all over the world?
I wouldn't say we ship all over the world. We hit a decent size part of it, though. We hit mostly the east coast of the United States as far west as the Mississippi. Once you get past that point in our country, it's spotty. You might find us in Southern California in a couple spots, but that's about it.
But you're in the U.K., right?
We're in the U.K., yeah. Germany, France, Japan, Russia, South Africa.
Wow.
South Africa, really?
The other main countries.
So, John, with a company with only 22 employees, how do you get your product? I mean, do you have a sales staff? How do you get your product into, I mean, back home, obviously up in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, it's in every major supermarket. Do you have a sales force, or is it just now you guys are just so well established that you just get the orders?
We, you know, it really is more the latter than the former. We have a sales staff here of one.
Wow.
He, you know, so vice president of sales, and then outside of that we have sales brokers, and they're the ones that handle all of our domestic orders. So we have a broker that covers different regions. So we have, you know, Johnson O'Hare Company out of Billerica covers the New England states.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones that cover the go to the buyers of all the markets in the New England area. And then we have other brokers that cover different regions, Pennsylvania or Illinois or what have you. And as far as exports, we have a company called Groceries USA out of New York. And they've been doing all of our exporting for us since we've been exporting.
But you also have a couple of things going on with some major companies like Nestle's. I mean, you guys worked on a project with them back in 1956.
that was a bit before my time, but yeah.
No, but I mean, that's great. I mean, it's another way on how to use your product and to get it out in mainstream America. I mean,
right.
I think
they
that's...
Did. I guess back in the 50s, they did do an advertising, you know, some sort of cooperative campaign with Nestle, and I think it was for the fudge recipe.
It was.
And I believe they did something with Kellogg's way, you know, long ago as well for Rice Krispie treat recipes.
Mm.
That's great.
That really is. That's nice.
The recipes, you know, it's interesting how one product has morphed into so many different recipes. I've got to ask you, John, though, I'm not a big fan of the, is it strawberry? Strawberry flavor.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my arms around it. I love that vanilla marshmallow fluff.
Vanilla probably accounts for 98% of the sales. So, you know, we don't make a lot of strawberry. Most of the strawberry we make actually seems to go overseas. So maybe in the United States we're all just so used to the vanilla flavor that the other flavors have a hard time cracking into the marketplace. But you're right. You can't find it around here that often anyway.
Yeah, you can't see it. But, you know, in New England, you have certain – you got ham and cheese subs. You have Italian subs. And then you have the fluffernutter.
Boston baked beans, Tom.
Boston baked beans.
Boston cream pie.
Yeah.
Bacchanal's popovers. And here we are now, you know, talking about
absolutely
fluff.
Now, let's talk about the Fluffernutter. I'm getting kind of, find out where the Fluffernutter actually originated. Can you shed some light on that?
I actually can. I actually did a little research on that the other day, just just on a whim, just on a hunch. You might ask me about something about that. So it turns out that if you go back to the 1915, 1916 time frame, there was a company called, I think it was Emma Curtis.
Okay.
And she made a product called Snowflake Marshmallow Cream.
Hmm.
And back in the early 1900s, there were several marshmallow cream makers. It seemed to be a new thing that was coming on. And,
yeah.
And the Curtis factory, and they were the first ones to mention a marshmallow cream peanut butter sandwich, and that was back in 1916.
Wow.
And they called it the Liberty Sandwich. And from what I've read, that Miss Curtis and her brother, when they were producing it, they were direct descendants of Paul Revere.
Interesting.
Wow.
So they were like the great-great-great-grandchild of Paul Revere.
Very interesting.
Granddaughter and grandson. So they were the first person to put, we believe, a marshmallow and peanut butter sandwich together. And the name Fluffernutter, however, popped up. We've obviously, in our recipe book, had been promoting marshmallow and peanut butter sandwiches as well for many years. And the name Fluffernutter popped up in 1961 when we had an ad agency. They were the one that coined the phrase.
Great.
And
Someone did a good job.
They nailed it.
You guys have never partnered with, like, for instance, a local peanut butter company to promote both your products?
No, we haven't.
Interesting. Interesting.
But if we did, it would probably be someone like Teddy, who is the local.
Exactly.
Local guy who makes a tremendous product.
Sure.
Now, Alan Durkee, the founder, was what, your grandfather?
He was my grandfather.
He's your grandfather.
Grandfather.
You know, you probably, you're a youngster, so you're not going to remember, but back in the 30s, they actually sponsored a show called the Flufferettes.
Yes.
And it was a radio show on the Yankee Radio Network, which included 21 different radio stations, Tommy, throughout the New England area. And what they did, it was only 15 minutes, and it aired on Sunday evenings just before Jack Benny's show. And they got it lasted for quite a while. It goes up into the middle of the 40s. So I think it lasted to like 45. So that's a nice way of getting your... You know, it's a revolutionary idea at the time to try and promote your product. And
I thought it was
a pretty good idea.
They were pioneers in radio advertising. They did a really good job, and they obviously got us very well established in New England.
For sure.
John, what
it's
about...
obviously a staple item here.
Well, I was going to ask you that, John. You know, with health considerations, people's appetites, people's fads, trends change. Have you guys... remain pretty stable with sales?
It's been pretty stable. We had a dip in the 70s. There was a health concern back in the 70s. It was a sugar thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we're having now. I mean, these things kind of come in waves, as you know.
Sure.
You know, sugar's bad for you. No, it's not. Sugar's bad for you. No, it's not. And then you have fat's good for you. Fat's bad for you. Cholesterol, eggs. You know, it seems like there's different waves of acceptance and
what's bad for you?
Well, what's good and what's bad for you? And really, I think most people really realize that if you eat anything in moderation, it's fine.
I'm gonna give you a good both of you guys and Lou a little sidebar. I have a daughter who's now 40, and she's diabetic. She was a type 1 diabetic, and when she was a kid, you know, I'm talking four or 5 years old. You know, when your blood sugar goes low, you go a little off the walls, as they say. And the only thing that she really liked, instead of, shoving sugar in her mouth and all of that, we would take a teaspoon of marshmallow fluff, shove it in her mouth, and it would go down. She couldn't choke on it. It would go down nicely, and her blood sugars would come back to normal. So,
wow.
There you go. So it's a health food.
It
you
is.
Never know.
You know,
so,
I'm just thinking out loud here. Back in the day, you know, you guys had to lug 100-pound bags of sugar around. And now it comes in liquefied, and you got, what, a 5,000-gallon container that contains all this sugar. Just think if you had to move 100-pound bags of sugar around today with the amount of product you produce.
I don't know how they did it.
Really? But they did.
Having to lug, the bags of sugar around like they did back in the day must have been a chore.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
John, before we let you go, any other products that you folks deal with, or is marshmallow fluff it?
No, fluff is the only thing we've ever made. Well, that's not true. We actually did make a hot chocolate mix called Sweco.
Okay.
Back up until 1960-ish. But then Swiss Miss came out, and that kind of took over the market there, so we got out of that. But since then, fluff is the only thing we've ever made.
I just wanted to add one thing. The conditions that you keep your building and factory at in Lynn, really, I mean, you guys battle bacteria constantly. Your cleaning is superb. Is that the main reason why it has such a long shelf life?
No. Okay. Well, you have to remember, I mean, sugar is pretty much one of those things that just doesn't go bad, per se.
Okay.
You know, there's no moisture. There's a very low moisture in fluff, and sugar is a type of thing that just doesn't really go bad. So fluff itself is pretty safe to begin with. So, but, yeah, I mean, we do spend a lot of time cleaning up and everything on a daily basis.
Yeah,
so.
I was reading how long it takes you guys to clean up the facility after a day of production, and I'm saying to myself, man, these guys are really
about an hour
top
a day
of an hour and a half.
Cleaning,
yeah.
So.
You know, that would be kind of a fun road trip, Mikey, when I get back. I'm in Florida right now, John, but when we get back, Mike, a nice road trip to the facility to check it out. Would that be okay, John?
Well, we don't do tours, but if you want to stop in, we'll be happy to show you around. Briefly,
let me ask you this. Do I have to wear a hard hat?
A hairnet, anyway.
A hairnet. All right. I can live with that.
The name of the company, obviously, is Marshmallow Fluff. Happy birthday. Happy 100 years.
100
John.
Years, man. That's fantastic.
If you don't mind, could I throw a quick plug out?
Absolutely.
All right. So there's a book that has just been released written by Mimi Graney, who was the person who started and organized the Somerville Fluff Festival about, 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember
and
reading
she
something
has,
about that.
She has written a book, and it is just out now, and it's being published by Union Park Press, and it's on the 100 years of marshmallow fluff.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
It's a fascinating, actually, she did a really good job on the history, and there's a lot of stuff in there that, well, I don't even know about.
Well, congratulations.
Because it's not just fluff. It's also on, you know, places like that Curtis Marshmallow Factory and places like that, and confectionery in Boston. So.
Do you have children?
I do.
Are any of them interested in continuing this product?
I believe they are, yes. They have stated.
That's wonderful, man. Right, that's
great.
Fantastic.
Keep it going.
Keep it
all
going.
Right, all right, we appreciate it. Marshmallow Fluff. You can buy it at any store, any place in the free world. Thank
almost.
You John, so much.
Yeah.
Almost.
All right. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Al is going to be on the phone.
Oh,
I hope.
He's got to be pumped.
Elephants. I am so excited. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Sitting up for our wonders here, they're surely a big good sun here. La la de la, they shiver it and buckle
up. Yala Grill is a family owned and operated restaurant bringing the taste of Beirut straight to the Merrimack Valley. Located right off 495 at 169 Merrimack Street in Methuen, our friends at Yala always use the finest and freshest ingredients as they create authentic Mediterranean dishes that will have your taste buds begging for more. In the Mediterranean culture, food is what brings family and friends together. Whether you come to Yala for a great meal or reserve the private function room for a birthday or shower or any event, you're in for a treat. A fresh, flavorful, healthy, and authentic meal, you're going to love it. In Lebanese, Yala means hurry up, so call for reservations at the Yala Grill at 169 Merrimack Street in Methuen at 978-794-1718. That's 978-794-1718. Or visit yalagrill.net and tell Dahlia the boys from the Sicilian Corner sent you.
Hi, this is Mike, and I would like to tell you about the Deborah Kerr Law Offices, a firm that is focused on estate planning, probate, trust administration, and elder law issues. You will feel comfortable discussing important issues concerning both you and your loved ones, as well as having the information you need to make an informed decision about your family's future. How do I know? Because I'm a client of Dan Deborah Kerr. If you want to have peace of mind knowing that your loved ones are protected, call Deborah Kerr Law Offices today. In Massachusetts, 978-686-4600. In New Hampshire, 603-894-4141.
Inside this beautiful building is a staff dedicated to honoring and celebrating your loved one's life. The loss of a loved one is a difficult time. We are here to help and make sure you keep your loved one's memory alive. It is our staff that has made Cattadella Funeral Home the largest funeral provider in the Merrimack Valley. We want to thank all our families for their confidence and trust.
Cattadella's honoring and celebrating the lives of the people we loved, providing exceptional care since 1929.
This is Lou from the Sicilian Corner. You know, Mikey, Tommy, and I love to go to Salisbury Beach, but we love different things. We can never agree. Tommy likes the casual family-style dining with great Italian cuisine at Capri Seaside Italian Grill. Oh, it's so good. I love the elegant and romantic but never pretentious dining at Sea Glass with its spectacular ocean view and even more spectacular food at prices that say, hey, this is my new weekly place. Mikey loves a drink in his hand, a cool ocean breeze right off the surf, and the rhythms of an even cooler reggae band. Mikey loves his Bob Marley tunes at surf. And we all love a great show, national acts, comedy, regional favorites, and the beautiful and intimate Blue Ocean Music Hall. Lucky for us, Atlantic Hospitality is the host of all these great places. They treat everyone like they were Mikey. And best of all, we never have to choose. Park the car once, and all of this fun is right there. We can have it all in the heart of Salisbury Beach. Find out about all the ways you can have a great night at Salisbury Beach at NorthShorePavilion.com. And Mikey, Tommy, and I will see you there.
Mikey here. Do you know where I go for a thick, juicy, dry-aged steak cooked medium rare? It's the Hanover Street Chop House, of course, located at 149 Hanover Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. Just a short drive from the Merrimack Valley area. No Boston traffic, free valet parking, and recently voted as one of the top 50 steakhouses in America. Conveniently serving lunch from 11:30 to 2:30 Wednesday through Friday, and dinner 7 days a week. Folks, I do suggest reservations. That's the Hanover Street Chop House, 603-644-CHOP, or go to the HanoverStreetChopHouse.com.
Cannavaro anche. È uscito Close, che era il marcatore di Cannavaro.
Palla tagliata, messa fuori, c'è Pirlo, ancora Pirlo di testo, Pirlo,
freaking awesome, brother.
Let me tell you something. Louis was able to contact the flagship Sicilian Corner flagship station in Catania last week, and that was the first touchdown you guys scored. We have it
on
recording. How's that?
Wow. You know, this game is being picked up. It's going to be live streamed on Sunday. And it's been all over the papers, over Italy. This is a huge game.
I have a question. Last week, you guys won 20-7. You beat a team that had four guys in wheelchairs.
Not true. These guys were like elephants, huge elephants. They were big, huge guys, over 300. But they had 10 guys over 300 pounds.
Now, this week, you're playing guys that are not in wheelchairs.
No, this is the Green Bay Packers of Italian football. This is
the Green Bay Packers.
Louis, can you help us?
This team has been around 35 years, okay? They're from Rome. They're called the Gladiators.
Yeah.
And you've been looking at just looking at the film this week. It's going to be a tough team to beat.
What's the line? I don't want to hear this stuff.
These guys got to be 10-point favorite against us. And we have them at home, too.
Yeah, what's the line in Lira?
But, brother, let me tell you something, okay? I may have taught these guys don't know what I know. That's all I want to say, okay? Because I'm from Lawrence, and I got all the Lawrence plays from the Common in my pocket that we're going to run.
you can't grab a guy by the face mask and stop punching him. It's just you can't that in the game. That's right, Mikey used to do it.
You want to tell something? Him doing out at the buried bathroom? How would they know?
Yeah. You know, this has been a very, honestly, Tom, you know, when I started with this, I talked to you guys. I didn't know what the heck the story was. But this has been so much fun for me with these guys. It's just unbelievable. These guys are so into this game. It's crazy. I mean, these guys have been coming to practice. They're usually semi-pro teams like this. You know, half the guys show up, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now, 100% attendance. These guys are running around. I mean, it's great.
Need to put some trick plays in. I've been telling you that. More
trick plays. It's crazy. All we have to do is execute them. That's all. It's one thing to put them in. But in any case, we have a big game over here. The biggest news is on April the 23rd, I already have it circled, we play the other team from Rome called the Barbarians. And they were the champs last year. This team was a runner-up.
So they're going to kick your ass.
But this team beat the champs last week, okay? But my daughter Jennifer's coming here with JR and the kids to watch the game. So, like, I'm all hyped up about that. Yeah. April the 23rd, area.
So what are you going to do if you lose 42-0 tomorrow? You're going to be pissed? You're going to be upset?
Tom, let me tell you something, okay? I've lost 42-0 before. What difference does it make? We'll just get up, you know, try to fix the problem and move on. If we lose, we're not going to lose 42-0.
Okay, so Al, in this league, are there like city bets like they do at the Super Bowl? For example, you're playing Rome, so you guys putting up a goat and some horse meat if you lose? And what's Rome betting in reverse here?
Do they do that? Like the two cities?
Tom, over here in Sicily, they bet on two flies crossing the street. Are you out of your mind? Of course they do. I mean, I guess they do. They have sports betting parlors all over the place. I mean,
really?
Right down the street, there's two or three. Yeah, but I've never seen a line on a game like this until it gets to be, you know, once it's into the playoff stage or like the Italian national team or whatever, but nobody bets over here. I mean, my guys are workers, you know, Tom. They go to work. I've got medical students. I got accountants. I got guys that are in school studying that are playing on this team. They're, you know, average age in this club is about 28.
Hope you have some doctors.
The average age. And we have some guys, we have a group of guys like in the low 20s. Then we have another group of guys in the early 30s. So it's basically,
you know,
it's a good mix of teams.
I don't know if you and Mikey, I don't know if you guys realize this, but Al's claim to fame was Al was a pretty good tackle, but he was also the kickoff. He used to do kickoffs for Austin Prep, and Al actually broke his leg kicking the ground.
First of all, it was my ankle. It wasn't my leg, okay? Second of all, I never missed a ball. I kicked it. No, I got clipped. Come on, Tom. Will you please?
Yeah, will you
and
please?
And I still made the tackle, dragging that leg. Don't you remember?
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you still using male cheerleaders?
That's the French team.
Actually, we have cheerleaders tomorrow night in the shaving their legs. All right. I gave everybody order. Under the armpit and the legs need to be shaved.
Okay.
So we're going to see what they look like. And the mustaches are going to be okay. I got some hair. I had it blown in.
Oh, okay.
So
I was just curious. I think that would be a big, big help.
All right, Al. Listen, we wish you the best, brother.
I haven't female cheerleaders.
I'm picturing the French cheerleaders smoking a cigarette.
If we make the freaking championship, I want you guys to do a live remote over here, okay?
We can do it, too.
Absolutely. I know you can. We can do a live remote. I'll put a little head cam on my hat. You could be right on the sideline.
We will do that.
First,
we will do that.
It's the same kind of first. Before I go, I want you to do me a favor. Mike, too, and Louie, the three of you guys, you're my Facebook friends. Read the post that I put up today on football memories, okay? Because I actually have my brother Tommy in a piece that I wrote. Today.
All right,
sure
I'll make a deal with you.
I enjoyed writing.
I'll make a deal with you, Al. You share our Facebook Live feed of the Sicilian Corner on your page for once, and I'll read one of your posts.
Yeah, okay. Al, how come you're not sharing up? You know, Louis's right. Why aren't you sharing our Facebook Live on your
show? It's just not that good.
Come on.
Yeah, I opened us up for
well,
that one.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
That's
okay,
good.
That's a good. Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. When I get back online in a little while, I will share your Sicilian Corner. And not only
if you
that,
don't,
I will do it on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, because
I did. Yeah, there's somebody like, you know, go onto the You, Me, and Sicily channel there and share all the stuff that Esther works so
absolutely
hard on.
Absolutely, we do that. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't do that, we are embargoing. We're going to embargo the Elephants Catania, and we're going to pick up the Barbarians as our home team.
Oh,
I'm just letting you know that.
No, we're playing the Gladiators. Like
whoever.
The Gladiators.
Barbarians, Gladiators.
And I'm sure that if the people in your listening audience from the greater Rome area, then their ears are picked up because everybody knows about this team. And as I said
hold
to
on,
you, it's all over
on
the place.
Hold on. Our listening audience in the greater Rome area?
Yeah. You remember Rosario.
That's Rome, New York.
That's okay.
That's Rome, Italy.
More like
all right,
Rome,
now listen.
God.
Al, we wish you the best, brother. Keep us posted. Take care.
I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Good luck.
Take care, Al.
What's the line? Louis, what's the line? What do you say? What's the prediction?
I got no idea. It's
come
freaking
on.
Italian football.
Louis, what do you think? Come on.
What
36-4.
I got no idea.
They're playing at home, right?
Yeah. What do you say, Mikey?
They'll lose by 10.
Really? Factoring the home advantage?
Oh, big time.
Is that what you're working on here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I say they lose by, That's a good, 10 points is good, Mikey. A touchdown on the field.
I mean, this is a team that's just coming together, Tom. Yeah. They're going to do fine. Hey, to win your first game is huge.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, to win your first game is massive. That
hey,
speaks volumes.
You know, you said to me you wanted to talk about taxi medallions, and I didn't quite understand what you were referring to. You want to shed some light on that?
Well, you know something, for many, many years, and we're gonna let's just talk about New York, for instance. Taxi medallions in New York it was better than investing in the stock market. And you know we've known what's happened in the stock market since 2009, but the medallions were really a better investment.
Wait a minute. You're talking about a taxi license, right?
The medallions before you can operate a taxi.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay. I mean, they went up over $1 million each.
Now, how long ago was that?
5-6 years ago.
So that was pre-Uber, correct?
That's correct. This month, a medallion, which is basically the right to operate a yellow cab in New York, was trading between $250,000 to $260,000.
Well,
and most of these taxi drivers, this was their, if they're independents,
yeah.
And most of the taxis are not, but you can just imagine, Tommy, how much money was just in these medallions. And to see it get chopped the way it did is unbelievable.
Well, it's going to go down worse, Mike. I mean, eventually they're going to be out of business. Ellen and
I
took a cab.
I don't know about that.
Well,
you know, they're still holding, in New York City proper, they're really holding a good, huge market share over Uber. You know something, I don't know how long that's going to last, but you know something, 2014, which is what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, $1.3 million to buy a medallion.
Louis, have you used Uber?
I have.
Uber?
Yes, I have.
You know, Ellen and I took a cab from, we went to go see the kids out in San Francisco. We took a cab from the airport to their house, and it cost me $44 plus the tip. And
I thought you weren't supposed to tip.
Well,
said a cab.
This
he was in
this
a cab.
A cab.
Oh, cab.
Now, when
so
I got
that includes the $2 tip that you gave me?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. $46 and change, right. So when we got there, Dan, my son-in-law said, you know, you're crazy, blah, 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 blah. I got the Uber app. When taking the cab back from their house to the airport, $21 and no tip. I mean,
wow.
I don't know how the cab company is going to be able to compete with that.
Well, you know something? In New York City, cabs still maintain 65% of all rides in the city proper.
Really?
And that's pretty high.
Yeah.
That's pretty high. But I just look at this and I'm saying, you know, some of these guys that
or look could, at it another way, that's 35% less that they used to have.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you can use numbers any way you want.
Yeah, it's going to continue, Mikey. I'm thinking it's going to continue to go down.
What's the difference between Uber and what's the other one, Lyft?
Lyft. I don't think there's any difference. I've never taken
Lyft. Never used Lyft, no.
Yeah, me either.
Used Uber. Uber's just easy to use. It's quick.
You know,
it's cheap. It's
really.
Nice.
I mean,
it's a nice part-time. Do you know sometime, you know, maybe you should think about doing that.
No, I'm going to do the Python thing. I'm going to do that. But I do have a neighbor. Believe it or not, Mikey, I have a neighbor that was working for Uber.
Hmm.
He's a retired private investigator, and he took up a job working for Uber just, you know, around here. You know, we're 20 minutes from the airport.
Yeah.
He was doing so well, he said, you know something, I can do this on my own, because he's always used the same customers. So he basically broke away, left Uber, and is doing it on his own, and he took that Uber customer base with him.
Really?
Yeah, and he's doing well with it. He's making. He told me, you know, we were talking last night. He says he's making about $3,800 a month, part time. Not bad.
What's that break down to, like per hour? Do you have any idea?
No idea.
It must be around $75-$80.
I mean, he doesn't do it full time. I know that he does primarily at night. You know, back and forth, or else early in the morning to the airport. But he's doing all right with it, and he's on his own.
Well, you know something, everything changes, T. Everything changes.
Yeah, it really is becoming vastly different these days.
You know something?
But it's all going to circle around, because the reason taxi medallions were so expensive was because the government got involved, and the government will get involved in Uber and ruin that too.
Yep. Louis, you're dead on that one. I totally agree with you.
I'm sure now, though, Uber's got some clout behind
it. They're already
so
doing it too. The government's already getting in. Yeah.
They'll go after any kind of legislation that comes down the pike and try and keep it status quo.
Yeah.
I would think.
They'll try, but states want their money.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a news break. When we come back, we've got Peter Carboni in the house. Father Mikey is not. My Father Mikey's still in prison, so he will not be with us today. We do have a So Now You Know segment, Louis' musical
moment.
It's
just not a So Now You Know segment.
Okay, and we're also going to talk about those. We're going to expose those olive oil companies that are handling fake olive oil. Hang in there. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Second stanza.
WCCMC. News at the top and bottom of every hour, 11:10 a.m. at 102.9 FM HD2. Eagle News Radio.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The president's personal push for the House GOP health care bill continues. He meets with key committee chairs at this hour amid a continued split among Republicans. Fox Radio's Jared Halpern is live on the Hill.
Well, one of the chief complaints conservative groups and lawmakers have thrown at the Republican health care bill is they don't believe it goes far enough.
Some people talk about wanting to repeal and then go forward. You'd have to get 60 votes. Moving forward, that would be a very difficult thing to do, and I believe that bill would not be as conservative as this bill.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy concedes there are limits to what can be included in this GOP measure to keep in line with what's called budget reconciliation, a legislative tool to prevent Senate filibusters. But congressional leaders say additional health care legislation will come separately. Lisa.
Meantime, Jared, the new president, now halfway through his first 100 days. Fox Radio's John Decker, live at the White House.
The White House in a press release touting what it sees as President Trump's accomplishments in his first 50 days in office. Among those successes, nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch to fill a vacant seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, pulling the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, and executive action paving the way for construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. Not mentioned by the White House, the firing of the president's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, or the temporary restraining order placed on the president's first executive order on immigration. Lisa?
Thanks, John. The U.S. economy adding 235,000 jobs in February, better than expected. Unemployment dipping to 4.7%.
Construction had a great month last month, up 58,000 jobs, the biggest monthly increase since March 2007, but likely due in part to the warm weather we've been having around the country.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes. Retail, the only sector that lost jobs, but no rally on Wall Street. The Dow's up 9 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Well, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now, give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Trending at 11:03 on the net, AnnieTalks.net. I'm David Martinez. In Haverhill City, Public Works employee charged last week with possession of Percocet has been offered an alternative to a court appearance on the charge and a possible trial. Gary Kimball Monahan, spokesman for the Essex District Attorney's Office, said Daniel Murray was offered a membership in a drug diversion program and that he accepted the offer. That means Murray is in a drug treatment program, and if he successfully completes it, charges against him will be dismissed. The District Attorney's Office said Murray was offered the program before his arraignment in Haverhill District Court, so any police reports related to his arrest are not available to the public. The city's ultimate decision on Murray's future will depend on the outcome of the criminal case against him, according to Mayor James Fiorentini. The program provides eligible people the opportunity to receive comprehensive substance abuse treatment services in lieu of being prosecuted through traditional court processes. That's what's trending on 102.9 HD2. We're the net. AnnieTalks.net.
If you care about what happens to your money, your home, and other property after you die, you need to do some estate planning. There are many tools you can use to achieve your estate planning goals, but a will is probably the most vital. This is especially important if you have minor children, because in many states, your will is the only legal way you can name a guardian. Probably the greatest advantage of a will is that it allows you to choose who will get your property, rather than leave it up to state law. Contrary to what some may think, the state can't take your assets if you die without a will. But the courts, in effect, provide a will for you through what is known as intestate succession laws. This intestate's will distributes your property in general terms to your closest blood relatives in proportions dictated by law. However, the state's distribution may not be what you would have wanted. Dying without a will also has other disadvantages, which include the possibility that your estate will owe more taxes than it would if you had created a valid will. So, if you don't have a will, there are many options for writing a will, including several websites that provide templates you can use that are state-specific. But be careful. Although a will doesn't have to be drafted by a lawyer to be valid, a will is a legal document, and getting help from a qualified attorney can ensure that your will is valid and accomplishes what you intended.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Join us again next time for the Talk Money Tip of the Day, right here on 102.9 HD2. We are the net, netalks.net.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Please join the staff, some wonderful sponsors, and me, your host, Tom Garvey, as we usher in our tribute to the music and folklore of what is best in the Irish character. On 11:10 WCCM, 12 noon, St. Patrick's Day, we will bring you to the land of sweet Innisfail. Again, March 17, 12 noon, St. Patrick's Day. On 11:10 WCCM, Gough Fáilte Roith. You are all welcome.
Let ye all be Irish tonight.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny, any dime, a dozen, two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problems.
Okay, we are back, and I believe it is time for our musical moment. Louis, what do you have in store for us this week?
I was going to, you know, I wanted to do this act. And then I started looking at some videos, and I wanted to play this whole video with a comedy bit that they do with it, at the they used to open their show with it. And it was pretty funny, but it's too long. So I just decided to go with the song again. We're going back to Sonny and Cher right now.
Sonny and Cher. Yeah. Love it.
It's good.
Never had
Louis, nice choice.
Yeah, thanks.
That was different, huh?
I was telling Mikey, I was looking at Sonny and Cher, and on their show, they used to do these covers, and there were some really interesting versions of covers that they did to open their show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But they'd come out, and they'd do the first couple verses of the cover, and then they'd stop and do a comedy bit, and they'd go back and finish it up. That was the way they opened the show. And the comedy bits were good. They were funny.
They were funny.
I thought they were very, very good. I saw Tua Shears.
On Sonny all the time.
I saw Tua Shears' farewell tour. Not one, but two.
Yeah.
Because they do about five or
eight,
six whenever they're going to leave.
Yeah.
But she put on a good show, and Cyndi Lauper was her opening act, and she surprised me. She was really very,
very good.
Very good.
Very good.
You know, she has a lot of personality.
I saw an interview, watched an interview with Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
And he was talking about when he and Cher were married. And he was saying that they're extremely close still. They have a son, obviously. Elijah Blue, I think his name is. But they're very, very, very close still. And he said it was just a matter of he could not adjust to the Hollywood lifestyle, and she just did not want to live in down south in wherever he was living at the time. I think it was Alabama or wherever. She just didn't want to do it, and he said that was the crux of them splitting up.
She strikes me as a very damaged individual. I mean, I like her, even though she's weirded out a little bit here in the end, but she strikes me as a very damaged individual.
Well, she lives in France, doesn't she?
I don't know
where
she doesn't live in the States anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, Louis, she was really on her own, when she was 14 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, she was basically on her own. Then Sonny and her hooked up. But, I mean, I think that she was probably 17 when they she couldn't have been more than 17 or 18 when they recorded, I've Got You, Babe, which I think is one of the classic rock songs of all time. Just a great song.
They had big hits. They had several really good hits.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. And it's interesting that, he went on to politics, and he was a Republican. Pretty interesting. He became a congressman.
Congressman, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that while the song was playing.
Yeah.
I mean, he did very, very well for himself. You know, you think about these artists.
Bono was the godparent of Anthony Kiedis, who would go on to become a musical artist with his band Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Really?
He's the godfather of one of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say, Tommy, you think about these artists and when they make it big and the amount of money and attention that comes their way, it's got to really be hard to keep both feet on the ground.
Oh, I mean,
the pressures... people just idolizing you.
Everybody wants a piece of you.
And everybody, and you saw that with Elvis, and but
Prince?
I'm convinced that if Elvis's mother hadn't died at an early age, that he would have lived a hell of a lot longer because she would not have allowed what was going on to go on. I mean, if you got real friends, you do something. You intervene. Even if you got to hit him in the head and bring him to a hospital, you do something. You don't let the guy self-destruct. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Prince was pretty damaged, too.
Yeah, yeah.
As was Michael Jackson. I mean, there are a lot of parental issues going on with Cher and with Prince.
How about Brian Wilson?
Yeah.
God, All right, listen, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about fake olive oil companies, and the University of California did a study on 124 imported brands of extra virgin olive oil, and they found out that over 70% of the samples failed the test.
Really?
And had inferior olive oil additives. They called it Operation Golden Oil. 70% of the oil available in stores in the United States has actually been cut with cheaper, nastier oils. Amazing. So, Lou, a couple of weeks ago we went over that and you said, who are the companies? Well, we have the list. The brands that failed the test, Mikey, and I don't know if you buy any of these oils because I have bought some of them in the past. Pompeian, which I've never heard of. Bertolli, which I have bought. Have you ever bought Bertolli oil, Mike?
I don't believe so,
sure.
Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually get my oil free.
Oh, you're killing me, man. Calavita, I bought that in the past. Sta, I've never heard of. Sasso, I've never heard of. Antica Baggia, I've never heard of. Carapelli, I have heard of. Mazzola. I didn't know Mazzola puts out an olive oil.
I didn't know that either.
Filippo Berio, who I think we all grew up on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Safeway, Whole Foods, Carapelli, Coricelli, and Mazzetta. Now,
so what do they do? They get different blends of oils and
they
put them together inferior?
They get cheap, not only cheaper blends, but they also have additives. They add additives, chemical additives, that dilute the, obviously, the extra virgin, whatever it's called. So, yes, they cut it with cheaper oils, and then they put other stuff in it.
Shelf life is one thing, but the other thing is, at Market Basket, there's a certain price point. People aren't going to pay for real olive oil. They may think they want it, but they're not going to pay for it.
Yeah, not in a supermarket. You're absolutely right.
No.
Now, the guys that pass the test and can be trusted, I've never heard of any one of these. Corto olive oil, Ottavio, Omaggio, Lucchini, Kirkland Organic, Olea Estates, McAvoy Ranch Organic, Cobram Estates, and California Olive Ranch Extra Virgin Olive Oil.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, you know, when the olive oil is that solid green color, that's when you know you really got the McCoy.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy thing to find.
All right. So I just Googled Cobram Estates Extra Virgin Olive Oil. If one of those things you get in that you'd buy in Market Basket,
okay,
$62.12.
Wait a minute, Louis. Are you kidding me?
No. 375 milliliters. Well, it's a pack of six. I'm sorry. So what? So that's 10, you know, about 10 bucks. That's something.
No, that isn't too bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I think you're better off. If you're going to buy extra virgin olive oil, you're probably pretty smart sticking to the places like the Tuscan Market or Butcher Boys or, you know, the our friends up in
Tuscan Market.
Yeah, Tuscan Market. But yeah. What's his name? Bodega. Do they sell extra virgin olive oil?
Yes, they do.
He used to, Tom. He had his own brand, and you know you'd bring in your bottle and you'd fill it up. But I don't think he does that anymore. It's an expensive venture, and like Lou said earlier, you know, are you going to pay what the rate is for extra virgin olive oil?
Well, what I do, I keep a cooking oil, and I keep a
I do too.
Another oil for dipping and stuff
we do,
like that.
Yeah, we do
the
basically
same
the same. And
it's
like
the same you do with vodka, right, Tom?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mixing vodka and you get good vodka.
That's Absolut and either used for us now. It's Absolut and Tito's. Yeah. Absolutely,
Tommy. Tito's can work for both. It's relatively inexpensive.
Tommy, I have to say the best olive oil that I think I've ever tasted came from your brother's store.
I know. That was good stuff, man.
Oh.
What was the – I don't remember the name of it.
Man, I don't either. And I was trying to think of it, and I just – it just does – it escapes me.
That was great stuff.
You just get a little bit of – and just – you could taste it. You could drink it. I mean –
well, remember, they used to have – they had a couple
had
of different
samples,
brands.
Yeah.
They had samples, like in a little cup you would taste it before you purchased it. Absolutely.
You put a little bit of salt. Little
Barbera.
Bit of,
Barbera.
That's what it was.
It was Barbera, extra virgin. And that's a
good olive oil shop in Newburyport, by the way.
Yeah,
really?
They opened one up.
Yeah, refill your own bottles and stuff
ago.
Like that. Plus, it's got some cooking stuff in it, too. It's in the tamarind. It's really. I think
that's
it's Newburyport olive oil, yeah.
What's going on in Newburyport, Lou?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Everybody's in and out. This, you know, all
things
kinds
starting
of
to pick up now with spring's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been hopping. We've had.
We've had no winter,
why. This winter, we've had, I think, three restaurants move in.
Really?
Yeah.
Louis, have you been to the new restaurant where Stripers was?
Yes, Vassa.
How is it?
That's your buddy from Crave.
Okay.
What's the name of the place?
The guy who runs Crave.
No, I know that. I haven't been there. How is it? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a step up over Stripers. So, you know.
Is it pricey?
Not terribly, no. I mean, it's not cheap. But it's not pricey.
Now, the long-legged blonde, does she have a preference of restaurants in the Newburyport area?
We move around.
Huh?
We move around.
They're always on the run, Mike.
We move around? Yeah,
yeah they're always on the run.
We like. I like all of them. There's only a couple restaurants that I don't go in Newburyport, and it's not because I dislike them. It's just.
You ever thought about doing a restaurant review?
No.
Jesus.
I don't think anyone cares what I think about a restaurant.
I care.
You?
I'd like to hear what your opinion is.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole different. Your opinion and my opinion would probably be completely different. You look for things that you like the bar scene, I'm not really... And the bar scene is where it's happening right now. You look at most of these restaurants that are opening up, especially neighborhood
restaurants. And you know what? For me, it's less restaurants than it is meals. For example, the Mission Oak in Newburyport has these half-price appetizers from 4 to 7 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had, they have a steak chili, which is actually cube steak in the chili. And it comes to you in a little cast iron pan.
Oh, wow.
That they make it in, and it's so good. And it's just like, I go there for that meal. I go to Brick and Ash for another meal. It's more meal than restaurant-based.
We have a very close friend of ours, Tom, that, talk about getting caught up in a habit.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, she only goes to a certain restaurant or two.
Yep.
In the spring, she goes to a different restaurant, but it can only happen in the spring. And in the summertime, she has a list of two or three restaurants she'll go to.
I'm kind of the same way.
Are you really?
I got to eat outdoors when the weather is good. I avoid indoor restaurants when the weather's good. I like eating outside.
Yeah, I like eating outside also. I mentioned to you
so
before.
So, like our guys over in Amesbury, the Barking Dog, you'll never see me there in the summer.
Yeah, no, actually, we go there very seldom also because of that, and I agree with you both. That
and it's not the restaurant, it's just that I'm not going to sit inside on a good day.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I believe Peter Carbone is going to be joining us, hopefully.
Yeah, correct.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Whenever we travel here at the Sicilian Corner, we want to find the restaurant that the locals love. And around here, that's the Coliseum Restaurant in Salem, New Hampshire. Chef Anibale Tedesco grew up as the son of one of Italy's most accomplished chefs. He serves the dishes he loved as a child, made the old world way. That's why the Coliseum was named the best Italian restaurant in the world. The first time ever that honor has been given outside of Italy. You can't get a more Italian food experience. The Coliseum is located in the Breckenridge Mall on Route 28 in Salem, New Hampshire. Call 603-898-1190 for reservations.
Hi, this is Mike, and I would like to tell you about the Deborah Kerr Law Offices, a firm that is focused on estate planning, probate, trust administration, and elder law issues. You will feel comfortable discussing important issues concerning both you and your loved ones, as well as having the information you need to make an informed decision about your family's future. How do I know? Because I'm a client of Dan Deborah Kerr. If you want to have peace of mind knowing that your loved ones are protected, call Deborah Kerr Law Offices today. In Massachusetts, 978-686-4600. In New Hampshire, 603-894-4141.
Today at Lawrence General Hospital, we are ready for anything. As the Merrimack Valley's first Level 3 Trauma Center, our teams are trained to handle the most challenging cases, time-sensitive surgeries, and critical injuries. In fact, our ability to deliver excellence in trauma care translates to better care for all our patients. Today, amazing medicine is happening at Lawrence General Hospital. To learn more, visit lawrencegeneral.org/today.
Yala Grill is a family-owned and operated restaurant bringing the taste of Beirut straight to the Merrimack Valley. Located right off 495 at 169 Merrimack Street in Methuen, our friends at Yala always use the finest and freshest ingredients as they create authentic Mediterranean dishes that will have your taste buds begging for more. In the Mediterranean culture, food is what brings family and friends together. Whether you come to Yala for a great meal or reserve the private function room for a birthday, a shower, or any event, you're in for a treat. A fresh, flavorful, healthy, and authentic meal, you're going to love it. In Lebanese, Yala means hurry up, so call for reservations at the Yala Grill at 169 Merrimack Street in Methuen at 978-794-1718. That's 978-794-1718. Or visit yalagrill.net. And tell Dahlia the boys from the Sicilian Corner sent you.
Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine is pleased to announce the opening of their American College of Radiology accredited MRI unit at their location at 16 Pelham Road in Salem, New Hampshire. So now, in addition to receiving the best orthopedic care in the Merrimack Valley, as well as physical and occupational therapy at Optima Sports Therapy and Rehab, you can also have your MRI all in one convenient location. The doctors and staff of Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine have been dedicated to providing outstanding medical care to the Merrimack Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire since 1984. Located on Route 97, just off Exit 2 from Route 93 North, on the second floor of the Workout Club of Salem. You deserve the best care, and that's exactly what you'll get from the board-certified surgeons at Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine. Please call 603-898-2244 to schedule an appointment.
Looking for that something special? All of us here at the Sicilian Corner suggest trying Ristorante Uno, located at 119 Salem Street in Boston's historic North End. For the most exquisite dining experience in an intimate setting that serves authentic regional Italian cuisine and features old country service, try Ristorante Uno. Did we mention their award-winning wine cellar? Ristorante Uno, 119 Salem Street in Boston's historic North End. Call 617-573-9406 for reservations. That's 617-573-9406. Tell them the boys from the Sicilian Corner sent you.
This is Lou from the Sicilian Corner. You know, Mikey, Tommy, and I love to go to Salisbury Beach, but we love different things. We can never agree. Tommy likes the casual family-style dining with great Italian cuisine at Capri Seaside Italian Grill. Oh, it's so good. I love the elegant and romantic but never pretentious dining at Sea Glass with its spectacular ocean view and even more spectacular food at prices that say, hey, this is my new weekly place. Mikey loves a drink in his hand, a cool ocean breeze right off the surf, and the rhythms of an even cooler reggae band. Mikey loves his Bob Marley tunes at surf. And we all love a great show, national acts, comedy, regional favorites, and the beautiful and intimate Blue Ocean Music Hall. Lucky for us, Atlantic Hospitality is the host of all these great places. They treat everyone like they were Mikey. And best of all, we never have to choose. Park the car once, and all of this fun is right there. We can have it all in the heart of Salisbury Beach. Find out about all the ways you can have a great night at Salisbury Beach at NorthShorePavilion.com. And Mikey, Tommy, and I will see you there.
This is Tom Zappala. Located in the heart of downtown Haverhill, the Haverhill Beef Company is a full-service, old-fashioned butcher shop and meat market that continues to be a valued family tradition since 1952. Peter and Monica Carboni's Haverhill Beef offers individualized service from an outstanding selection of marinated sirloin tips, homemade sausage, marinated chicken, and thick, juicy Chairman Reserve steaks. Your family deserves the best, so call Peter at 978-374-4795 or visit their website at www.haverhillbeef.com.
Okay, we are back. I believe we're going to talk a little bit today about meat, hearty meat. Is that correct, Mike?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is.
And how you doing, Tom?
Peter, how are you, brother?
I'm doing
Peter,
well.
Just
thank
quick
you.
Question before we get into the meat talk. Can you grill python? Can python be grilled?
What would be a good marinade?
I don't see why not.
Do you have a marinated Haverhill beef that we could use for python?
I most certainly do.
Do you?
And I've got
would it have a lot of citrus in
I've,
it?
I've got a new
to
one.
To break the tissue
I've
down?
I've got a lot of cilantro. I've got a new Argentinian one that would work.
There really we go. Well. There we go.
Argentinian
yeah.
one? Really?
Yeah. Yes. It's actually taken off quite nice.
Do you guys make it in-house? Or
yeah.
You buy, you do?
No, we make it
You make all your own marinades?
We do all of that.
In fact, can you pull that mic closer to you?
We just made a new sausage yesterday, an ancho chili pepper and tequila sausage.
I'm in.
Come
yeah,
on,
that sounds
grab a couple
great.
On your way home or something.
And by the way, Peter, you're looking handsome on
oh,
Facebook
how
Live.
How do you see me, huh?
How do you like
absolutely.
How do you like the beard? Tommy? Is the question too hard, Tom?
I thought you were talking to Peter, you moron.
No, I'm talking to you, schmuck.
It looks nice. It looks nice. A little gray, but it looks nice. Nice hat. Nice hat.
I'm going for that distinguished thing.
No, you look good.
There's nothing worse than a guy in his 70s that doesn't have one gray hair in his head or his beard.
That's my dad.
It looks stupid.
That's my dad. He's 80.
He's 80?
And
he dyes his hair?
No, he doesn't dye it.
Oh, he doesn't?
We don't get it. We don't understand it. I mean, I used to call him the Grecian formula guy, and my mother used to laugh at me, and she's like, Peter, he doesn't...
How about the eyebrows? Does he have any gray in his eyebrows?
Not my. I'm grayer than him, and he's 80.
I'm hoping that's where the line of questioning ends.
Mikey, I don't have any. I don't have any gray.
You don't have any hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Good point. There you go.
You know? Hey, Peter, welcome on board.
Well, thank you.
I said earlier in the show... Haverhill Beef has been one of our very first sponsors of the Sicilian Corner, and that was 14 years ago. And We're still sitting next to each other. We're still civil to each other.
Well, this is a great. I mean, the program. You guys have had the program for 14. Is it 14 years?
Mm-hmm. Going on 15 years.
It's 14, December 4th last year.
And I tell you, for anybody else that wants to advertise, the exposure that it has given our company has been great.
I mean, you said it just the way I wrote it. That's good.
No, I'm serious. I've got people that talk about it. I have customers that come in and they say, hey, when's the next time you're going to be on? I haven't heard you in a little while. And I'm like, it's usually once a month, once every couple months, you know. But people are listening. They say stuff. And especially if you're in the Merrimack Valley, anywhere in the Merrimack Valley or Essex County, and now, I guess the signal is Lowell to Boston to
we've really expanded
all of southern New Hampshire.
And to all our listeners that are watching us live and watching you live on Facebook Live, that has taken off like it's a whole different animal. It's a whole different breed.
Yeah. Mikey, before you continue with Peter, can we throw out a mini tease, Mike?
Absolutely.
Just for our listeners and for Peter. You know, there may be some more changes coming relative to the expansion of the show. That's all we're going to say,
yep.
But it's all good. It's all good.
Well, you know something, we're very, very fortunate, Peter, with sponsors and also with radio stations trying to pick us up. And the Sicilian Corner may be getting bigger. And that's always good, and it's good for our sponsors.
Sure.
You know, so it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's talk about Haverhill Beach.
Hang on, we have a call. Hey, let's talk to Peter. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mike, Tom, how you guys doing?
Roger, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question for Peter.
Go ahead.
Around here, steak tips on a piece of beef do not really exist. It's mishmash or whatever.
Where is
that? And I guess the best things, I guess, flat iron steak for steak tips. Have you ever seen a cut? You probably have. It's not popular around here. The tri-tip or the tri-cut?
I just got a case of them in yesterday, and I have them on sale this week. It's a big West Coast.
I was just going to say.
Well, what is it, Peter? Explain it.
Tri-tip is in between the loin and the hip, so to speak. It's really what we use for flat meat. It's the tri-tip is right near there. So it's actually a pretty lean piece of meat. It's upwards of 3.5 pound pieces. It's best to cook them whole rather than to cut them into chunks and cook them.
There's not enough fat.
There's not a lot of fat to it. It's a very, very tight grain structure. So it is something you want to cut thin. You want to cut against the grain. But the flavor is good.
Just like a flank steak, right?
And it picks up flavor good.
So can you grill it?
What a lot of people will do is grill it. Yeah, you grill it like a little 3 pound roast or a 3 pound steak. Then you would cut it. And once you cut it, you can sauce it, season it. A lot of people will maybe put it on some sort of a griddle or a pan after it's cut and then infuse it with flavors. But, yeah, it's a great, great, great piece of meat, great flavorful piece of meat. And like I said, I have them on sale right now. We've got plain ones displayed in the case.
What kind of money, Peter?
And then I get them out for $7.99 a pound, which I think is very reasonable.
But boneless?
It's boneless. And pretty much all the fat, we remove all the fat off the cap. Unless a customer says, don't touch the fat cap.
For our listeners listening on WCAP 980 in Lowell, it is worth the effort to get in your car and drive to Haverhill and check out Haverhill Beef. I mean, you're not going to be disappointed. I'm telling you, you're not going to be disappointed.
It's service, too, Tom. You can get as much or as little. And one thing about working in a store, and Peter, you'll attest to this, some of your elderly folks that come in will come into the store maybe 3-4 times a week. They'll come in at the certain time. They come in, they only want 8 ounces of hamburger or whatever the case might be. And, they could be lonely. They want something to do. They come in. They see your new beard. They tell you how nice it looks. You know, they're lonely people out there. And it's amazing. You actually get close to your customers. You get to know more about your customers.
They all want to know how old I am now.
Well, they're after you. That's it.
I think they thought fresh I was meat. A lot younger before.
You're fresh meat, you know.
Hey, I got to tell you guys something. Right now I'm looking out over the pool, and there's a really hot-looking 80-year-old woman in a two-piece bathing suit.
Fran Drescher.
Roger. Really? Roger, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Take care, Roger.
Just in the size, that tri-tip is something special. It really is.
You like it, huh?
Again, my son cooked it. I heard about it when I went to visit my daughter. Told my son about it. He figured it out and found something. He cooked it. It is magnificent.
Good to hear from you, Roger.
Thanks, okay. Roger.
Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
So, Peter, St. Patrick's Day next week.
I know it.
What do we got going on with the corned beef?
Corned beef, and it's funny. There's been a lot of discussion at the store because of you look at the product that's out there and what people are selling it for. And, you know, I had someone, we sell it for $8.99 a pound. And
is that a flat cut?
It is just a flat cut. And this is where it comes into play. And it's not pumped. And a lot of people, I've had a lot of people, well, I see it for $3.99 and $4.99 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, and I go for it. But understand something. We just use a saltwater brine. We trim the brisket real well, and it's just the flap.
You don't
it's
cure your own, though, do you?
We do.
You're curing your own.
Yeah, we
so
do.
So once the potato starts to float, we know that
your
it's
done. Your brine is ready. Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing. But, you know, so a lot of these, some of these other corned beefs have a 14 to 30% pump.
I was just going to mention that. Yeah.
So when you buy, let's say you buy a 5-pound piece of brisket, and it's a point, or it has the point
cut
in it.
Got a pound and a half of water in it.
And you yield, you know, you pay $5, you know,
for
$4 a pound for a 5-pound piece is $20.
Yep.
You yield 2 pounds out of it.
Yeah.
So in reality, that's $10 a pound. And this is the thing I try to get, and this is why a lot of people...
They don't understand.
And then there's my customers that they are fine with the price because they all come back. It didn't shrink up on me. It was great. It was tender. No chemicals or dyes like the red corned beef, no saltpeter. All we use is kosher salt and water. That's it. And that is what true gray corned beef is.
Absolutely. But not many people... You know, not many people locally will cure their own corned beef. They just don't.
Right. I used to do it year-round.
Yep.
But now I tell people, and I don't care, usually I'm asking them to get a 7 or 8 pound piece. Mm. Now I tell people, give me 18 days, and I can have a piece ready for you. Because 18 days is the minimum you like it to brine.
Right.
And what I mean by brine is just under refrigeration, you drop the brisket in the brine, in the kosher, you know, the salt and water solution.
Mm-hmm.
Under refrigeration in 18 days, and it starts turning gray. If you're wondering why it's called gray, it turns gray.
Have you ever felt water as cold as what's in those tubs?
No, I know.
How about corned spare ribs, Peter?
I do those to order for people. I'll probably sell 15 to 20 racks next week because there are people that call and order them. And last year, I've made them for years. Mm. Last year was the first year I actually boiled some off and then took them to the grill real quick.
Oh, you put it on the grill afterwards.
Yeah, that's what somebody told me to do. And they're like, just put some color on it with the grill. They were like tender, fall apart, you know, just kind of plain Jane tasting.
Yeah.
But the texture of the meat, it was so tender and so nice. And the guy who recommended it to me is kind of like me. He likes mustards. And so, corned beef, spare ribs, and mustard was a great combination.
Life is good, right?
Life is good, yeah.
Tommy, what do you have a question for Peter?
Well, I know you're talking St. Patty's Day, but right around the corner is Easter also, Peter.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about, you know, what people should start planning for as far as Easter?
You know, as far as the bone, you know, we at the store, I take orders for whole lambs, spring lambs. All my lamb legs will be spring lamb legs. Boneless lamb legs. I get a lot of people. We do a marinade of a boneless lamb leg that, you know, and inevitably we'll have 10 or 20 people say, I want that Greek marinade that, you know, it's just a lemon and
yes.
garlic and oregano and rosemary. It's just with oil and vinegar. It's, you know, pretty simple marinade, but inevitably people want that every year.
And how long would you marinate that for?
Well, that will get marinated, you know, 24 hours before I'm about to sell it. We do them in small batches. I vacuum tumble them, too.
Okay.
The lamb legs. So, but it's going to be sitting in liquid, 24 hours prior to when you're going to buy it.
Or breaks the tissues down. It's an uptime.
Right, and we also marinate it under vacuum pressure, and then we tumble it, you know, in a tumbler for 20 minutes to half an hour.
I just want to tell our Sicilian Corner listeners, and Tommy, you mentioned to our listeners, new listeners in the WCAP listening area, it is worth the trip to go to Haverhill Beef. And Peter is there all the time. And like I said, whatever you're looking for, if he doesn't have it in stock, he will order it for you. So his name is Peter Carboni, and it's a service-oriented business.
Phenomenal business.
And that's what he prides himself on. And your website, Peter, is your beautiful wife, Monica, still manage
she
that
still
for you?
She still manages it and takes care of it. Yeah, it's
doing a hell of a job. I love that website.
I got to tell you guys.
The recipes.
At the same time, I have people say, you know, you need to update your website. You need to update. I have other people tell me, I love your website.
Hey, before we let you go, Peter, we just got a really nice comment on our Facebook Live. It says, such a cute guy on the show today. Love his beard. Oh, wait a second. It's Monica Whitfield Carboni.
Monica Wife, that's my wife.
There you go. Right. That's all my right. wife.
Peter, one last question before we let you go. What about baked hams? Do you get into the baked hams?
I do.
For,
I carry all the it's a New England product. It's a Triple M Buddha Ball hams. To me personally,
don't you love that word, Buddha?
Buddha ball.
B-U-D-D.
Not to be mistaken for butterball.
Absolutely.
It has nothing
Buddha
to do
ball.
With Purdue or anything like that. They're Buddha ball hams. And all of the Buddha ball hams beat the USDA requirements for labeling it as a low sodium ham.
Fantastic.
And they're the best tasting hams out there.
Peter, people want to reach you?
You can always go to our website at haverhillbeef.com. You can always call the store at 978-374-4795.
Why don't you give that number again?
Where it's 978-374-4795. And come down and visit us. We're at 117 Merrimack Street, downtown, beautiful Haverhill, Mass, with the new
buildings. A lot of changes
downtown. And we're going to be undergoing some changes in the store, too.
Yeah, we were talking about that. That's wonderful.
Making it more of a one-stop shop. We already offer produce and bakery. We have a great beer selection for all you beer snobs out there with the IPAs, pale ales. Yeah, we've got a great beer selection. I think we're about 100 different microbrews now.
Peter, thanks so much for joining us. To our audience, remember, order your lamb for Easter now.
I like that marinated lamb. That sounds
absolutely
good to me.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We have a very historic, so now you know. Is that right, Mikey?
No, we're gonna be doing our wine segment.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The hell with the so now you know.
No. So now you know. I need to get it in.
Oh, all right. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
This is Tom Zappala. Located in the heart of downtown Haverhill, the Haverhill Beef Company is a full-service, old-fashioned butcher shop and meat market that continues to be a valued family tradition since 1952. Peter and Monica Carboni.
Hanover Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Just a short drive for the Merrimack Valley area. No Boston traffic, free valet parking, and recently voted as one of the top 50 steakhouses in America. Conveniently serving lunch from 11:30 to 2:30 Wednesday through Friday, and dinner 7 days a week. Folks, I do suggest reservations. That's the Hanover Street Chop House, 603-644-CHOP, or go to the HanoverStreetChopHouse.com.
Inside this beautiful building is a staff dedicated to honoring and celebrating your loved one's life. The loss of a loved one is a difficult time. We are here to help and make sure you keep your loved one's memory alive. It is our staff that has made Catadella Funeral Home the largest funeral provider in the Merrimack Valley. We want to thank all our families for their confidence and trust.
Catadella's honoring and celebrating the lives of the people we loved, providing exceptional care since 1929.
This is Michael Mazzo, and I want to tell you about my periodontist, Dr. Charles Verlis. His office is conveniently located in Salem, New Hampshire. Periodontal disease affects 3 out of 4 adults over the age of 35 and is linked to heart disease, diabetes, and other systemic diseases. Dr. Verlis can treat your periodontal disease with an FDA-approved and patented laser protocol. My wife, Lucille, had this done last year. No painful incisions, no stitches, and minimal downtime. The best part is the initial discussion is free. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 603-898-1961 or on the web at perionh.com.
A loyal sponsor for the Sicilian Corner is Hilton Oil Company. Hilton Oil has been located right across from the South Lawrence Common since 1932, serving the Merrimack Valley for over 77 years at 101 South Union Street. Hilton Oil Company specializes in 24-hour burner service, oil deliveries, including automatic deliveries, serving all the Merrimack Valley area, plus portions of southern New Hampshire. If you want your car fixed right the first time, bring it to Hilton's state-of-the-art service station. Remember, Hilton's is also a state inspection station. Hilton Oil Company, 101 South Union Street in Lawrence. Call 978-687-9793.
Superior Cleaners, conveniently located at 234 Pleasant Street, Methuen, and 37 Essex Street in Lawrence. If you have a special request or a problem stain on your favorite suit, at Superior Cleaners, they can handle any problem stains or requests that you may have. For service quality and customer care, you have to try Superior Cleaners. Superior also provides professional alterations on site for both men and women's clothes. Call 978-682-7532 with any questions or concerns. If you want your clothes to look superior, you have to try Superior Cleaners, the official cleaner of the Sicilian Corner Radio Show.
It's the Barron's Major Brand Serta Mattress Center grand opening. iComfort mattress set, only $27 a month. Twin size innerspring mattresses, only $99 at the Barron's Major Brand Serta Mattress Centers in Laconia, Plastow, Ossipee, and now in Salem.
Italian artisan cuisine combines simple, fresh ingredients with time-honored preparation to create an incredible culinary experience. At Tuscan Kitchen, located in Salem's historic Depot District, talented chefs prepare everything in-house from scratch for all to see. Guests enjoy their meal literally in our kitchen as food is prepared right in front of you. Wood ovens burn from morning till night, roasting vegetables, baking bread, and firing delightful thin crust pizzas. Prime steaks are seared on a wood grill. A rotisserie slowly roasts marinated whole chickens and lamb, while a pasta maker creates fresh fettuccine. More than just artisan cuisine, Tuscan Kitchen features the wine bar, live entertainment, weekly wine tastings, and elegant private dining and event space. Call 603-952-4875 or visit TuscanKitchen.com to make a reservation and learn more about the culinary adventure that awaits. In Italy, cooking is an art form. Tuscan Kitchen. Experience artisan Italian.
Okay, we are back,
and
it is time right now for our Tuscan Market Wine Time. And on the phone with us right now is the handsome, the very handsome, Joe Conforti.
Aye, Joey.
Wow, what an introduction, Mikey. Did you hear that?
What did you want? I did.
Free bottle of wine, you cheap bastard.
Hey, always.
All right, what do we got, Joseph?
Well, listen, this weather doesn't want to break, guys. Come on, again with the wind and the cold. You know, so rather than breaking out into my, what I call a lighter fare, I went back to a Montepulciano di Abruzzo. So, I'm sorry, it is what it is. We got to deal with this weather. But this is from Italio Piantan Canton. I know it's a big word, but I call it Italo Pietre. It's a beautiful Montepulciano from the 2013 vintage. Wonderful, wonderful wine. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about it. Deep ruby in color, excellent floral and fruit notes on the nose, finishes with flavors of vanilla and beautiful red berry fruit. And, guys, listen what you can have it with. Roasted red meats, beef, rack of lamb, a juicy steak burger, or my favorite on a cold night, bolognese with a little fusilli, topped with Parmigiano Reggiano, shaved of course, and drizzled with a truffle oil.
Be still my eye.
You're killing me, brother. You're killing me.
let me tell you, if I could make house calls and do this for people, I would do it.
Oh, my God.
This wine, it sings. And even when you look at it in the glass, that beautiful ruby color, little bit of candlelight, what more do you need?
Life is good. Joey, what's your price target?
$19, Mike.
Under $20.
Under $20, yeah. And it'll go right in the bin with the sign that says Radio Feature Sicilian Corner.
There we go.
That's what we want to hear.
All right, Joseph. We love you, brother.
You bet, guys. Have a great week, and thank you once again. Oh, a quick shout-out, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
To all of the listeners that have come in after, and especially to Auntie Nancy, who listens to me faithfully every week. Thank you so much. Auntie Nancy.
I like it.
Good family of Tuscan brands. You bet.
All right, Joseph. We love you.
All right, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Mike, we got a few minutes, and I know that this is a very important So Now You Know segment, so why don't you give it a whirl, brother?
Well, Tommy, today I thought we'd talk about the Lowell Mill Girls.
Excuse me?
The Lowell Mill Girls. And, you know, for all our listeners that we picked up, like I said, in the Chancellorsville, Billerica, Lowell area, I think you'll find this interesting, and many of you probably have never heard about this. This past Wednesday, March 8th, a woman across the United States took the day off from work. They eliminated most purchases. I don't think my wife Lucille got that memo. And were wearing red. They're participating in a day without a woman. It's a nationwide action that aims to recognize the enormous value that women of all backgrounds add to our economic system while receiving lower wages and being treated different than males. This led to a fight for equality through mill strikes back in the day. Well, the problems these strikers aim to address are far from new. The tactics that they chosen are more storied than many people realize. Driven by the foresight of the Lowell Mill Girls, American women have been going on strike at least since 1830, Lou. Since 1830.
It's funny, yeah. Ellen's been on strike since we got married.
And thanks to the power of one woman's voice, and I'm sure many of our listeners in the Lowell area may not have heard of her. Her name is Sarah Bagley. And they began to officially organize not long after with her help. The Industrial Revolution changed the makeup of the global workforce, and in the early 1820s, young women from across the United States flocked to Lowell and other mill cities in Massachusetts, like Lawrence, seeking employment in one of the city's many textile mills. While most mill girls took these jobs in order to send money home, they found that their new employment came with a certain measure of financial and intellectual independence. In their few hours of free time, many attended lectures and events that the city of Lowell provided. 28-year-old Sarah Bagley made her way to Lowell in 1835, leaving her home in New Hampshire in the hope, Tommy, that she'd be able to send some extra money home to her struggling family. Like many of the mill girls, she embraced the cultural environment in Lowell, and in 1840, Bagley published a short essay in the Lowell Offering. That was a monthly magazine. It was written and edited largely by the Lowell Mill Girls. And one of the pieces she wrote was called The Pleasures of Factory Life. A few years later, exactly where Bagley had fixed her focus became very, very clear. In the early 1840s, as factory owners tried to maximize profits in the face of a recession, the already high demands of mill work ramped up. Many of these changes were sexist. In one mill, believe it or not, management cut wages for everyone. And when the need for austerity ended, pay was raised again. But you know something, Lou? It was only the men that received the pay raise.
Bastards.
Another mill tried to double the number of looms that each woman weaver was responsible for. When a group of 70 women went on strike in response, they were not only fired, but blacklisted from ever getting another mill job. Bagley watched all of this go down. In December of 1844, she and five other women formed the Lowell Labor Female Reform Association, one of the earliest successful organizations of working women in the United States. Sarah was voted the association's president, which is no surprise, and soon after was fired from her mill job. Bagley quickly threw herself into a new role, at once broadening her audience and sharpening her tongue against the mill owners. The association took on multiple projects. The most pressing of these was the 10-hour movement. And Tommy, this isn't a diet of some kind either. It was an attempt to get the grueling mill workday, which often lasted 12 to 14 hours, down to a slightly more manageable 10. This was a near universal wish for mill workers. Eventually, the Massachusetts legislature agreed to review the complaints only if the Lowell mill girls would speak in court, essentially challenging them to break a longstanding taboo against women speaking in public. Led once again by Sarah Bagley, the women called their bluff. When our rights are trampled upon and we appeal in vain to our legislators, what are we to do? Shall not our voice be heard, she said on the stand, before introducing six association members who came forward to testify. Despite their accounts of sicknesses, injury, curtailed leisure time, and lack of sleep, the state of Massachusetts refused to reduce working hours.
Bastards.
At the same time, the 10-hour movement spread to nearby states in New England and also in the Mid-Atlantic. In subsequent years, mill workers in many of these states, including Pennsylvania and Delaware, successfully bargained and struck the workday down to 10 hours. Massachusetts eventually got there, too, but it took a while. A century and a half after Sarah Bagley and her workers began to organize for women's labor, and despite enormous, hard-won strides, American women today are still fighting many of the same fights for good working conditions, for adequate time off, and for equal pay. Were Sarah Bagley here to see this, she would likely sigh. To labor year after year and have only an ungrateful return is truly discouraging, she once wrote. Let us move on and try to leave a little seed on earth that shall bear fruit when we pass away. To all our listeners listening to us, especially on the WCCM 980 in Lowell.
CAP, Mikey.
WCAP. There you have it. The story of a very brave woman, Sarah Bagley, who is not afraid to shake the apple tree. And that concludes our 531st. So now you
know.
Well
done, Mikey. Well done. You know, for our WCAP listeners, we really would like to hear from you on our Facebook page.
And we're getting more and more every week.
Yeah, no, we're picking up ahead of steam with them. But you know what we'd like? We'd like restaurants recommendations. We want retail store recommendations, strip joints, bars, whatever you want to recommend.
Strip joints.
Well, yeah, you can always use a strip joint.
Hey, Bridget the Midget is coming to Salisbury.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, can't wait for the helicopter of her arrival. Usually she comes by helicopter.
That is amazing.
Does she
Mike,
really?
We should catch
yeah.
her. We
lands right in the parking lot.
No, you know what the other thing, Mike?
We're going to see Martina McBride.
When we...
she's going to be at Lowell Memorial Auditorium.
Huh? No. She's not a stripper.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Listen, she's an artist. She's a singer.
Anyway, that show, by the way, folks, is 7:30 tonight, but there are still some good tickets available. What are you going to say, Tommy?
Nothing.
Is he getting struck with Martina? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, he's working on it. He's working on
Martina
it.
Martina McBride.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. By the way, your friend Franco down here, man, he's like as hot as you can get. As hot as you can get, Mikey. Okay. Wow.
Sometimes things are left better on.
Didn't want to trade swords at the last moments of the show here.
Well, I figured
trying
I could
get out on a good note.
I figured I could sneak out, you know what I mean? So obviously. Hey, listen, I'm going to give us a plug on Wednesday night. We're going to be broadcasting live the Great American Collectibles Show.
Yeah,
Rico
lips the God's ears.
Rick, I'm begging you, Louie, make this happen.
It's your end. My end's going to be fine, Tom.
I will not let
famous
you down. Louis, I will not let you down. Rico's not going to be here. Lou and I are going to be manning the ship, and we're going to have a fun time. With that being said, Mikey, I love you. I'm glad Lulu is feeling better.
Thank you.
Louis, thanks for your work this week. You really did the yeoman's work.
Absolutely.
You really did. And to our listening audience, remember, if you can't make fun of yourself, please don't make fun of anyone. Have a great weekend.
And listen, America is a beautiful Italian word. Remember that. Enjoy, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Take care. La la la
Take the cannoli.
WCCM Salem. News at the top and bottom of every hour. 1110 AM at 102.9 FM HD2. Eagle News Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's talking about Republican health care plans with the heads of some House committees at the White House. Fox's John Decker's there with the latest on the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. John?
President Trump meeting with House committee chairman at this hour to discuss health care, part of a sales pitch aimed at winning over conservative Republicans who don't like the House health care bill. The president in his weekly radio address said repealing and replacing Obamacare is an imperative.
The law is collapsing around us, and if we do not act to save Americans from this wreckage, it will take our health care system all the way down with it.
Last night, members of the Freedom Caucus were over at the White House for pizza and bowling and to hear another sales pitch from the president's budget director. Chris?
Thanks, John. The economy adds 235,000 jobs in February, with the Labor Department reporting a 4.7% unemployment rate, down from 4.8%. Marines sharing nude photos of women online comes up at a House hearing on the Marines budget. Fox's Rachel Sutherland's in D.C.
Chris, lawmakers are vowing to investigate the Marine Corps' nude photo scandal. Republican Congressman Mike Turner says he intends to find out more.
In a series of meetings that we have requested with the Marines on a briefing of this matter.
Democratic Representative Nikki Tsongas.
I look forward to hearing what the service is doing to make sure that those responsible are held accountable.
Tsongas says she also wants to make sure victims are supported and get the resources they need. Marines and possibly members of other military branches are believed to have posted naked pictures of female colleagues online. Chris.
Rachel, a Florida man will go on trial for murdering someone over texting in a movie theater with a judge rejecting a stand your ground defense. Curtis Reeves is 74, says he fired his gun after being either punched or hit in the face with a phone after objecting to Chad Olson's texting during the previews. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All seven people on board a helicopter that hit a TV tower in dense fog and crashed in Turkey have died. That's according to the mayor of Istanbul. A Canadian judge resigns over comments he made during a rape trial.
Justice Robin Camp of the Alberta Federal Court came under fire in 2014 for badgering a victim of an alleged rape in Calgary when he asked her why she couldn't just keep her knees together. The woman admits to being drunk as she sat in a bathroom sink, but the Canadian Judicial Council, after reviewing multiple complaints, found that Camp's conduct was manifestly and profoundly destructive, calling for him to be removed, and saying the now former judge was incapable of executing his role with impartiality. The man accused in the alleged attack was found not guilty in 2014, and again not guilty after a retrial last year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
You can buy a lot of things at Walmart, but this isn't one of them.
Deputies in St. Augustine, Florida, are mystified that a dead 5-foot shark would show up in a shopping cart at the local Walmart's parking lot. But what's more interesting is that one witness knows exactly how it got into the cart. He put it there. The man who's been staying in his RV was parked at the Walmart lot and woke up that morning to find the dead shark on the hood of his vehicle. And how it got there is a mystery, but the RV owner moved it off the hood into the shopping cart. Fish and wildlife officers say a dead shark was found in the driveway of a home about a mile away, too. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Around 3,400 measles cases have now been reported in Romania since an outbreak started in September. 17 people have died. The vaccination age in Romania has been lowered from 12 months to 9 months. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control is warning that the likelihood of exportation of measles cases from Romania is high. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Trending at 12:05 on the net, AnnieTalks.net. I'm David Martinez. U.S. Senator Ed Markey wants to give the world internet access. Massachusetts Democrat has introduced legislation to help expand the quality and open access to the internet in the developing world. Markey said more than half of the world's population remains offline, and developing countries remain far behind global averages. As of 2016, more than 80% of the households in the developed world had internet access, compared with just 41% of households in developing countries and 11% in the world's least developed countries. Markey's bill would direct the State Department and other federal agencies to encourage competitive market for investment and innovation in internet infrastructure and services. Markey said bridging the global digital divide can promote prosperity, strengthen democracy, expand educational opportunities, and provide better health care. That's what's trending on 102.9 HD2. We're the net, AnnieTalks.net.
Taking a look at our roadways, we do have some slowing out there to watch out for. Quite a few problems. Northbound 680, just south of Stone Valley, there happens to be a crash, and that is causing some delays there. We've got two vehicles on the right-hand side, four vehicles in total, but two on the right side, two on the other side, so just use caution there. Also, there's a hazard eastbound 80 just west of Gilman. There's tire tread in the 3 and 4 lanes. We're also looking at a problem northbound 880. Just south of 5th, there happens to be a traffic collision. Two vehicles over to the right-hand side. Making your way over southbound 680 just north of King Street, there's a hit and run, and that's causing some delays as well. Northbound 85 to northbound 280, there happens to be a crash that's causing some delays. And they're still looking at some brake lights now if you're going to be heading across the Bay Bridge. But overall, it's really looking pretty good for the most part. Mainly still congested, though, if you're going to make your way getting through Berkeley. Westbound 80 is pretty slow from Ashby heading down towards Cleveland Avenue. Learn how an insurance covered a comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. I'm Jen Correa, Talk Radio 560 KSL.
Have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country. Yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. Becoming alive, food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It was a Saturday morning. I was checking my accounts, drinking coffee, and then I hear that little voice in my head, and it said, "What on earth are you doing? Why are you trying to be your own financial advisor? You don't know anything about the financial business. You've got too much money at stake to do this by yourself, and too many people counting on you." Well, sometimes you've got to listen to those voices. So I made the call. Monday, I got the call back, and I met with David Hollander. Just the two of us. Came in with my numbers, portfolio, basically everything. And he said, "Put that away." So we didn't talk about what I had. We talked about what kept me up at night. We talked about what I want when I retire.
Let's talk. Call the Liberty Group today at... Numerically, that's 1-866-776-8328. Or go to LibertyGroupLLC.com.
KGO 810 has your tickets into Six Flags Discovery Kingdom to check out the new Revolution Galactic Attack. Head over to KGORadio.com to find out how to win tickets. Now open to the public for a limited time, Galactic Attack is a one-of-a-kind mixed reality experience. See real-world surroundings along with the virtual content and interactive complex gameplay where riders make decisions during the ride that affect their end score. Buy tickets and get park info at SixFlags.com. Good luck from KGO 810.
You're listening to Rush Limbaugh. Coming up Monday morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
I have thought from day one that his entire presidency, at least the majority of the first term, is going to be uphill. Now, but how many of you thought that after a certain passage of time, and maybe this is too soon, but how many of you thought maybe after 6 months or a year, that the opposition would get it all out of their system and that Trump would have not universal love, I'm not asking that, just some measure of support? Well, anyway, a guy goes on to think because that isn't happening, he thinks that it's over. He thinks that, well, you know, I guess we gave it our best shot, but there was so much opposition that's just intensifying and is never going to end. I don't see how this can work. And I was really surprised because this guy knows the way of the world as well as anybody does. And I have never thought any of this was going to eventuate like that. And again, I'm not being critical. To me, it's fascinating, as I say, to learn the way people think, because then what they tell you they think helps you analyze it, understand it, and respond to it if you choose to. But I've thought this was going to be a knockdown, drag out. This is the establishment. These people are not going to. Folks, the way I look at this, can I be really bold with you? The way I look at this, if Hillary Clinton had won the election, the forces around the world who have sought to end the reign of the United States of America as this world's leading nation would have won. To me, this election was that dire. And it went way beyond the specifics of policy, and it went way beyond what is conservatism and what isn't conservatism and who's loyal here. This was all about, to me, the future of the country. There are powerful forces around the world arrayed against this country, some of them peaceful, some of them found all over the United Nations, some of them in Eastern and Western Europe. And I'm talking about, in many ways, nations and people who, at first glance, you would think are our allies. I know the Norks hate us. I know the Chi-Coms would like to wipe us out. And I know the Russians would like. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about Americans who agree with those people. I'm talking about globalists who think that the problem in the world has been the United States of America. I'm talking about people who look at the United States of America as an obstacle to their goals and dreams of world domination. With a one-world unified government somewhere, global economy, global this, and the whole concept of nation states and borders. I mean, those are the people we were on the cusp of losing to. Well, those people were so close. I mean, they could see it. You get 4 years of Hillary Clinton or eight, and everything that would happen policy-wise, judiciary-wise, you have to be upfront and admit that America as we knew it was going to take a huge hit. Well, those people aren't just going to go away having been defeated here after they were on, in their minds, on the cusp of finally reducing this country to being something no different, no better than anywhere else in the world. And you get that close to your dream, that close to your objective, and have it taken away by this, by some guy they think is a pig, some guy they think is an outsider, some guy they think is a rube, and made possible by the very American people they resent, the very American people they have been governing against for the last 8 years, for example, just not going to go away. And they're not going to all of a sudden turn around and like this guy that they hate and resent. They're not finished by any stretch trying to ruin Donald Trump. Now, I don't think they're going to succeed in this instance, in the example I gave you, but I've never expected Trump to be universally popular in Washington. Never. I thought this is going to be a never-ending knockdown dragout, and that every victory he has is going to be met with a brand new wall of opposition on something else. And the efforts to sabotage his agenda, we see them every day. And I'm not just talking about the deep state embeds. I'm talking about the people that are trying to impede the Trump legislative agenda. They're all over the place, and they're out there. And we're only in March here. We're basically, we're not even 2 months into the administration. Now, I think there's a story in my stack today about how Trump is charming people. And it's one of these things, we've seen them before. It's the kind of thing that ticks me off every time I see it because it's predicated on an image that has been cast by the left and by the media that Trump is a pig, that Trump is a reprobate, that Trump's a this or that or other thing. And now when people meet him, they find, wow, what a nice guy, as though it's some kind of a surprise that he's a nice guy. The story's in Bloomberg. Trump woos lawmakers with flattery and White House bowling. Less than 2 months on the job, President Trump showing that when it comes to wooing members of Congress, he's no Barack Obama. Where Obama was reserved and met sparingly with lawmakers, Trump has launched a full-out charm offensive, much of it aimed at bolstering the beleaguered Republican Obamacare plan. Trump's early outreach has included Republican leaders, conservatives who opposed him, and leading Democrats. On Wednesday night, he dined with Ted Cruz and his wife. Cruz said Thursday that Trump and the First Lady were warm and gracious, and that one of their daughters took a picture with Trump and her kindergarten stuffed animal mascot, Joe the Giraffe. What, you mean Trump didn't eat the giraffe? I mean, he actually paused and thinking, wow, what a guy. The president also called Rand Paul to talk about Paul's opposition to the Obamacare plan. Rand Paul said, yeah, I think we're wooing each other. It even goes on to quote Lindsey Graham as talking about what a nice guy Trump was, what a charmer Trump is. And then Graham says, you know, he's conservative, but he's not ideological. Told you that. Most of these deals around here fall apart because of ideological objection. That's not why most deals fall. Well, now, wait. I may be jumping in. Most deals fall apart because the left has no desire to work with us and advance our agenda. When you want to call that ideological breakdown or objection, go ahead with that. The reason things don't happen in this country is the American left. It's the Democrat Party. But Lindsey Graham says, actually a chance for President Trump to do things that you could never get another Republican to do, because Trump's not ideological. And I think what he means by that, and I'm just taking a flyer here, I think what he means by that, since Trump is not, he's tense conservative in his lifestyle and his beliefs, policies that he's advancing, but he doesn't run around saying, I'm conservative, and then defining it each and every day, and he's not out there articulating a bunch of conservative theory. And Graham's point is that he's not thus a giant conservative target, ideological target. And by that, Graham says that that means there's a chance for Trump to do things you could never get another Republican to do. That could also mean, let's be honest, could also mean that Lindsey Graham, who's not crazy about conservatives either, thinks that since Trump is not an ideologue, it'd be more easy to move him along to agree with, say, amnesty or things the left like. It could be open air. It could mean any number of things here. But Graham says he's very charming, and he encouraged Trump to do more such meetings and more outreach. So this not being ideological, that could cut both ways. Could be good and bad. We'll have to see on this. But at any rate, I think to a certain extent, Trump expected more people to be on his side by now. That's the history of his life. And I've never thought that was going to be the case. Well, why would anybody think that all of a sudden the establishment's going to lay down arms and sign up and become kumbaya buddies with Trump? I think he's got the lay of the land now. I think he's probably aware that there isn't going to be any instant unity here. Now, take a look at the economic news. You realize, ladies and gentlemen, there is no metric. There's not a single economic metric that is not better since Trump was inaugurated. Every economic metric you want to examine is showing dramatic improvement. The U.S. economy added 235,000 new net jobs in February, beating expectations, which were for 190,000. The unemployment rate went down from 4.8. And the labor force participation rate edged up slightly, 63%. So there are more people working now. That 94 million Americans not working number, that is starting to come down as well. The drive-bys are not happy. Grab audio soundbite number 4. We put together an audio soundbite here, a little montage of various drive-bys trying to talk down these jobs numbers, trying to talk down the general uptick in economic activity so as to besmirch and impugn Trump.
It's not that different from jobs reports we'd seen from the Obama administration.
Basically a continuation of what we've been seeing for a while.
It wasn't the big blowout report that people were hoping for.
There was an estimate out that's higher than the actual.
Yeah. I was expecting, Chris, maybe closer to 300,000.
Who takes credit for this jobs report? President Obama, President Trump.
I am not attributing this to the new administration.
Of course not. That was somebody named Neera Tanden. So, basically a continuation of what we've been seeing for a while. No, it's not. There's none of this that's a continuation of what we saw during the Obama administration. I went through the specifics yesterday. All the new jobs in manufacturing, these are not new part-time jobs in order to accommodate whatever's happening in Obamacare. The stock market continues to go through the roof, and something out there called the U.S. Consumer Comfort Index just reached its highest level in a decade. So every metric you want to look at is up in just the first full month of the Trump administration.
For your convenience, broadcasting almost 100% in English with just a little Spanish lingo. Rush on the EIB network.
On the radio, on the treadmill, on demand. AnyTalks.net.
A lot of home improvements that cost a lot of money, but in the end, they're not worth it. Well, here's one that doesn't cost much, but makes a big difference. I'm talking about your sheets. That's right, your sheets. Bald and Branch sheets. They'll change the way you sleep, and that changes everything. Now, they're simply the most comfortable sheets money can buy. Bald and Branch sheets are made from 100% organic cotton. They last for years. And since Bald and Branch sells exclusively online, you don't pay an expensive retail markup. That's half the price for twice the quality. Try them for 30 nights, and if you're not impressed, you can send them back for a full refund. Now, right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets and free shipping when you go to BoldandBranch.com and use my name, Rush, at checkout. That's Bold and Branch, B-O-L-L, and Branch.com, promo code Rush, $50 off plus free shipping. BoldandBranch.com.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? If you're like most Americans, there's a box in your closet of videotapes, film reels, and photos that don't get watched. Worse, they're wasting away. Introducing Legacy Box, a simple and affordable way to get your recorded moments digitally preserved on DVD or thumb drive. Here's how it works. Load Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio recordings, and send it back. You'll get them back in a couple of weeks on DVD or convenient thumb drive, ready to watch, share, and relive. Legacy Box takes care of everything and provides updates at every step of the process. That's why over 250,000 families have used them. The Huffington Post, Parents Magazine, USA Today, and The View are all talking about Legacy Box. Because Legacy Box makes preserving your memories simple and easy. And for a limited time, go to legacybox.com/talkradio to get a 40% discount on your order. That's legacybox.com/talkradio. Legacybox.com/talkradio.
MyCleanPC.com presents this Sports Flash powered by SB Nation Radio on Eagle News Radio 1110. NFL free agency opened up yesterday, and the New England Patriots should be pretty happy. They go and steal from a rival. They get the Buffalo Bills Pro Bowl cornerback Stephon Gilmore for a five-year deal. Boston Bruins will play tomorrow. They have the Philadelphia Flyers at home going for their 36th win of the season. They can get 10 games above 500. That's pretty darn good. They have 6 overtime losses already this year, but that's irrelevant. Third place right now in the Atlantic Division of the Eastern Conference. It's going to be a 1 o'clock afternoon start tomorrow from TD Garden. As for the Celtics, they will be on the road out west. They play the Denver Nuggets in search of their 42nd win of the season.